evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are. On the face of this very planet, we welcome you once again to an exciting edition of our live presentation on this very day, Wednesday, the 29th of July, in the year of our Most High Elohim, 2020. The time now is exactly 6 minutes past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. And I bet you it is the same number of minutes, 6 minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are domiciled, where you are living, your place of abode, your area of residence. I am welcoming each and every one of you, Biafrans, lovers of freedom, even enemies of Biafra as well. Because our gospel this very evening, as always, is designed to set the captives free. If you are privileged, I consider it an honor. If you are privileged to be listening to us this very evening, indeed, you are blessed. And you will come here to take away knowledge that has been denied you all the years of your life. Knowledge that they cannot impart to you. Knowledge that they have deliberately taken away from you. That is why we know, we proclaim, we are very proud to reiterate that this is the greatest and the very noblest university on the face of this very planet, especially if you are an African, because if you come here, you will learn. I welcome each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Even those that may have ignorantly pledged their allegiance to the damnable zoological republic, you are all lost souls, but I welcome each and every one of you all the same. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. And this very platform, this very radio, Biafra, is not like any other you may have encountered emanating from Africa. We are very unique. That is why this precise moment we are being listened to right across the face of this very planet. Across the entire 54 time zones, people are listening, people are paying attention, people are learning. They have come with their pen and their paper. Alamajri have come with his slate and his chalk. They want to learn, and here we are going to teach. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We are formidable, we are relentless, we are resolute, we are determined, we are unstoppable, we are a juggernaut. Our enemies understand this. They know this very well. That is why they are terrified, and that is why they are helplessly hopeless when it comes to their feeble attempt to slow down this very unstoppable momentum that we have generated and that will sustain us until the end of this very race, with the coming of a sovereign independent nation of Biafra that every black man will be very proud of. Biafra will be the one and only thing that black people all over the world will stand up and say, at last we have arrived. Only Biafra will make that possible. Therefore, I will encourage you to get your neighbors, your friends, your family, those who are around you, to participate in this very offering this evening. Our enemies are not relenting. They are working very hard, and they will continue to work very hard. They have failed, and they will continue to fail. That is why they know that Biafra is coming, and there is nothing any idiot can do about it. They can only sit by the sidelines and wish they can stop us, but they cannot. Before we proceed, we are going to pray. But before that, I must remind you to tell your friends, those who are lost, to make sure that you come to my page on Facebook, regardless of what Facebook is doing. Mazen Nnamdi Kanu, I think I have nearly about 477 followers. 477,000 there is, or thereabout. Facebook have been suppressing my page for nearly 3 years. where they cannot succeed. They are working for darkness. We represent the light. Darkness cannot stand in front of light. And because we are the children of light, that is why even Facebook will be defeated in their own turf. I said that to them. They can do all they like, but we are marching on resolutely, determinedly, and unstoppably. There is nothing they can do about it. We must pray this very evening before we proceed. For some of you, I recognize this is your morning, your afternoon, your evening. We are on satellite, we are on FM. I understand the watcher may be down. Those of them can listen via app. It doesn't cost you anything to listen via app. The data cost is very, very minimal. You can listen via Radio Biafra app. You can listen also via Radio Garden. You can listen via Sweet Radio. You can listen via Simple Radio app. You can listen via TuneIn. You can listen via satellite because we are on television. And you can also listen via my page at Mazen Nnamdi Kanu. I know some of our people are streaming this very broadcast live on YouTube. You can also go on YouTube and participate. But I must ask you, I must remind you that this evening we shall be interactive, but not interactive in the sense of you phoning in, not at all. We are going to be interactive because I will make constant reference to searches on your search engine, be it Google, be it Bing, be it whatever it is. I will ask you to refer back to search for certain things that I will give to you this evening to guide us through this very process. Once again, this is a live presentation. We are live and direct. And how do you know we are live? Because the time now is 12 minutes past 7 p.m. in the land of Biafra, 12 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. Right now, we must pray before we proceed this evening because we have a lot to bring to you this very day. And the whole world is at attention. People of good conscience are listening, but first of all, the Most High Elohim must take pride of place in our lives. We must give him every praise, every adulation, every honor, and every glory belongs to the Almighty in heaven. That is why we call upon him morning, noon, and night to preside over our proceedings this very day and onwards. We ask thee, O Elohim, to give ear to our prayers, to our words this very evening, morning, afternoon, or night, all over the world where we are scattered. Please consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cries every day. For you are our King, you are our God, our Creator. And unto thee do we pray always, for we do not worship any idol. We do not bow before any graven image. That is why you have blessed your children of Biafra. That is why you have blessed IPOB. That is why your glory is always upon us. Our voice, O Heavenly Father, you are going to hear in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, because you are our Lord. In the morning, we shall direct our prayers unto thee. In the evening, we shall look up to thee for redemption and for salvation. For thou, O Elohim, you have no pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. That is why all the workers of iniquity, they perish. All those who come after us, they cannot withstand the heat. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, for you hatest all workers of iniquity, including saboteurs and traitors, wherever they may be. Thou shalt destroy them that speak evil and lies. For thee, O Heavenly Father, you abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. That is why you never created the zoo. That is why a man who is a mercenary created, and a woman who is unmarried, and a harlot named the Damnable Zoological Republic Nigeria. That is why we have come to present ourselves before thee, because for us, we come into thy house of Biafra in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will we worship thee. Every day shall we look up to the rising of the sun in the east, to thy temple, O Heavenly Father, to give thee praise, worship, and adoration. Lead us, O Heavenly Father, in thy righteousness because of our enemies. Make our way straight before our eyes, that your children may see the truth and behold it. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth, those of them from the zoo, their inward part is very, very foul and wicked. Their throat is an open sewage. They flatter with their tongue. Bad men and women are dying every blessed day. Destroy them this very night, O Heavenly Father. Destroy the damnable zoological republic. Let them fall on their own sword. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thy word. For let all those that put their trust in thee, your children, IPOB, let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. You are our shield and our guide. Let us also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou Elohim, you will bless the righteous, you will bless this very generation of IPOB, you will bless the land of Biafra. With favor will thou compass us about, with a shield that the enemy cannot pierce nor penetrate, that Biafra may come, that we may offer praise unto your holy name, now and forevermore, we pray. He said, we are now going to delve directly into our presentation this very evening. Our enemies are working overtime, and especially Facebook and some multinational oil companies in the damnable zoological republic. There is a conspiracy, there is a gang up. That is why each time I proclaim that Biafra is the last miracle on this very earth, some of you do not understand that I shall attempt to expatiate on that very proclamation this very evening, because the world must understand and know the truth. We are live and we are direct, and the entirety of humanity is listening to us rapturously. I can tell you that. Rapturously, I can tell you they are listening. Today, we start by making known to the whole world what the British have tried to hide for very many years. And now Facebook have come to join them. They have joined the band of the wicked, the workers of iniquity, and very sadly, and should I say regrettably, some of those who are perpetrating this level of falsehood and evil are black people working for Facebook. In Lagos and in Abuja, they are the ones perpetrating this evil. Therefore, when a white man paints a black person as Lucifer or a demon, you can now understand the reason why. There is something wrong with a black man. Every time I preach, I say this, because our problem lies with us. A white man is not our problem. Our acceptance of the position we have been given as the devils on this very earth is what is bothering us, both physically and spiritually. Now, this evening we ask a very simple question. Why is Facebook hell-bent on doing the work of the devil in Nigeria? Are they trying to claim that they are ignorant of the dishonorable origin, or should I say origins, of the name Niger? Nigger, N-I-G-G-A, or Nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R. They mean the same thing. This evening, I will ask those of you who have access to the internet to please Google the word Nigger, N-I-G-G-A, and see what comes up, because we are going to refer to it in a short while. I want to warn Facebook and the numerous consultancy firms, newspaper houses, television stations supporting the evil construct, the damnable Zoological Republic of Nigeria, that they are fighting a losing battle. When I said that Biafra is the last miracle on this very earth, some of you did not quite understand what I was saying. But the meaning of that is this. There are entities and principalities fighting against the emergence of Biafra, because they all understand, even in their evil and in their wickedness, that Biafra is the only thing that can give light to a continent of darkness that Africa has become. They understand it. So they are working very hard. Every major multinational company in the zoo is lobbying against Biafra. Every government of the world that benefits from the corruption, from the endemic corruption in the zoo, they are fighting the emergence of Biafra. Every entity that harbors evil intent is working against the coming of Biafra. But I can tell you one thing. They have all failed. They have failed in the past and they will continue to fail. The reason why we did not prevail between 67 to 70 was because the time wasn't right. Was because our people were enmeshed in idolatry. Our people were enmeshed in idol worship. That was why Biafra did not come. Chukwokika Biama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Almighty God in heaven, wanted a generation that will produce Biafra, or in whose name Biafra will come. For us, it is IPOB. To understand that the Elohim, the creator of the heavens and the earth, abhors idolatry. No graven image. And because we stand every blessed day to proclaim that very truth, as contained in the very first commandment, that thou shalt have no other God before me. Having stood on that very commandment, we proclaim the coming of Biafra, regardless of the machinations of the forces of darkness and of iniquity. They can never prevail, because we have understood that very magic word. We now have the key, and the key is that we are the children of the Most High, Umu Chineke. That is why we answer Nwachukwu, where we come from. That is why we answer Obasi, where we come from. That is why we give our children the name Tamunom, where we come from. We embody the very holiness that is the essence of creation, and that is God Almighty. And we cannot worship anything else except God in heaven, in truth and in every honesty, and of course in spirit. That is why Biafra is going to come. And that is why our enemies can never ever prevail over us. They can send out as much falsehoods as they can. They can lie as much as they like. They can pretend. Facebook can write a special algorithm for IPOB, for Biafran activists on their platform. They can do whatever they like to try to discourage. They can suppress our numbers. They can pretend that people are not following us. They can do all they can. But I can assure you, this 2020, this 2020, the whole world will marvel as to the grace and the might of the Almighty in heaven. This year we shall prove to them that Biafra is God's project on this very earth. It is the kingdom of God on this very earth. The very center of the universe. There is nothing they can do. If they like, let all of them gang up and keep meeting every blessed day of their lives. We are unstoppable. If they like, they can gather and keep conniving. They can lie as much as they like. They can publish as much falsehoods as they like. They can promote evil against us as much as they like. They can never prevail. That I can assure you. They can never prevail. What we are doing is beyond the understanding and comprehension of man. Man cannot understand it. That is why we are here. And that is why Biafra will come. All of them, all the oil companies lobbying the churches in Italy to do something. Because what we have noticed is that the zoo will put pressure on Ajib. Ajib will put pressure on some politicians in Italy, who will now put pressure on some churches in Italy to try to downplay the seriousness of the evil being perpetrated against our people in this zoological republic. That is what they're doing all over the world, and I think we don't know. Of course we know. And we match them every step of the way. Every step of the way. That is why Biafra is the last miracle on this very earth. Many nations and powers will be against the emergence of Biafra, both local and foreign. But Biafra must emerge. Because what the Janjaweed, the Fulani, and the British have conceded to them is not enough. It's not enough to deflect or to shift away the attention of God Almighty from rescuing his children this very year, 2020. Janjaweed came to spread terrorism. Fulani came to spread terrorism and Islam. And the British came, they were chosen to extinguish the flame of hope that Biafra portends for our Africa. That our mission in IPOB is simply to restore the kingdom of God on the face of this very earth. Who do you think God is going to side? We have come to do his will, to bring his kingdom on the face of this very earth. Others have come to destroy. The Janjaweed have come to destroy. The British came and created darkness, which is what the name Zu Nigeria means. But we are the light. The light of God in heaven. Has darkness ever prevailed over light before? The answer is no. So what makes you think that the zoo will prevail over Biafra? What makes any sensible being think that Nigeria will prevail over Biafra? Who taught you that? From where? In our villages, we answer Ihe Chineke, the light of God. All the way from Anambra to Opobo, our name, we bear it as a name. The light of God, Ihe Chineke, the light of God, which is what Biafra means. Go to our flag, you will see it. The rising sun. We are light. What is the meaning of the name Nigeria? Nigeria means Niger. It means Niger or Nigeria, as the case may be. It means darkness. The literal translation is darkness. The name of Nigeria means darkness. How can anybody actually think that anything good can come out of it? Nothing good can come out of the zoo. Absolutely nothing. Now listen very carefully, please. Most people do not understand our strategy. That is why we have made this progress this far. Anybody who thinks that he or she is important or indispensable in what we are doing, the day they step outside or they are suspended or they are removed, you see us, we even have more energy to keep going. Because this is not a project formed by man to serve the purposes of man. It is ordained from heaven. That is why IPOB is in over 100 countries of the world. Unstoppable. That is, you cannot do anything. No matter how hard you try, you will fail. I'm saying it to everybody with every authority and conviction. There is nothing any human being can do to stop you. It is impossible. Impossible. They must understand this. They must understand it. They have come to destroy. We have come to build. They think they know and can count us. But they are amateurs and beginners, including Facebook. They are amateurs. What they're doing in Lagos and in Abuja is to be targeting IPOB activists and targeting all Biafran activists. Once you write something, they ban you 30 days, 40 days, 50 days. But you are a baboon, you are a nigger in a zoo, suffering. There is no light, no pipe bomb water. You don't have good roads. Your children are suffering. You are living in penury and in poverty. You finish your work in VI. You go back to Ajegunle. You go back to filth. You go back to death to go and sleep. You wake up the next morning and you're working for Lucifer. You're working for the devil. You want to extinguish a light that God has lit himself. And you think you will succeed. How sad. How pathetic. How wretched of all of you. That was why I said to our people, we must go on Twitter. And I keep repeating this call. If you are not on Twitter, you are not following what we are doing. All of you must go on Twitter and follow each other, follow one another on Twitter. Because the devil is working with Facebook, working with them 24/7. That is why they don't like the truth. That was why our sister, was it Grace Emmanuel, that spoke about the cure for COVID-19 and they removed it. Who in their right mind will remove such an enlightenment video designed to educate the world and sensitize them on the need for people to take the right medication to combat COVID-19? But Facebook removed it. That alliance of Lucifer, alliance of Satan, always working for something that will place mankind under bondage of a few people. A few people want to control the world because they feel they have money. They want to control everything. That is why they hate Trump. That's why they hate him. And that is the work that Facebook is doing. And they have failed and will continue to fail. Today, tomorrow, and forever, they will keep on failing. Because I want them to know that come talk about nigger to disgrace them. They think they can suppress the number of people who are listening via my Facebook page. That's what they have done. Before it used to be 30,000, they reduced it to 20,000, now it is 10,000, 10.5 thousand. which is roughly around 150,000 people watching live, which is a lie. At the end of this program, nearly a million people would have received this. That is Facebook, and these are black people doing this to their own freedom. That is why Africa is poor. That is why black people are being killed all over the whole world, because we are evil, even to our own selves. Very, very evil. Now, I want to educate Facebook and all those who are working for her. I want to educate all Nigerians. I want to educate the Jangjagui, the Fulani. I want to educate the Fulefu. I want to educate the Sabotua. I want to educate the traitor this very night. I want you to understand that as soon as you stand up and you say, I am a Nigerian, you are an idiot. I want to prove it to you with facts and with figures. And people may be asking me, why do you dwell on this Nigeria all the time? I say to them, because they are the foundation of our problem. Nigeria, the existence of Nigeria, is an impediment to the advancement, to the intellectual advancement of a black man wherever they may reside in the whole world. Let me tell you something. The creation of Nigeria, the creation of Nigeria by Britain, is Luciferian handwork. Is the handwork of Lucifer, Satan himself. And I want to prove it to you that Satan himself created Nigeria, not God. Not even a lugard. Satan, using the British, the devil used the British to create what is in essence a cesspit of I don't know. It's like, I won't call it a black hole that swallows even light. The Sioux Nigeria is worse. When I look at an idiot, maybe on television or radio, opening their mouth or writing and saying, I am a Nigerian, I know that indeed the devil may be a black man. And I'll prove it to you tonight. I want those who can to go to Google, please. And ask Google, what is the meaning of the word nigger? Google the word nigger, N-I-G-G-A. As you're doing so, I am also doing the same. I want you to go and discover the meaning of the word nigger. Nigger, what it means. From where Nigeria and Niger Republic came from. Niger Republic and nigger. And I want you to know that that is why the two are always cooperating. Some of you don't know that a Niger citizen was even appointed an ambassador for Sioux Nigeria. Some of you don't know that. This evening we shall reveal that to you. That is why you see the level of cooperation you have between Niger and Nigeria. They are all the same. All the same. One was named by the French. The other one named by the British. Those who we are, you know, because they can see. Some of you don't know the history of the Knights Templars. Some of you don't know the history of even world banking today. You don't know, but I will tell you. The Knights Templars are made up of noblemen from Europe, especially France and United Kingdom. They went on a crusade. They went to the Holy Land. They went to Jerusalem, which is Jerusalem, to go and discover the secrets of King Solomon. They are called the Knights Templars, the Knights of the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. There they discovered something in the Temple of Solomon. They discovered something so unique that they used it to actually blackmail the Pope for very many years, until one fateful Friday, the Pope arranged to have all of them killed. That is why Friday the 13th of every year, Mass is always remembered. If you're in Europe, ask them what it means and they will tell you. These are the people that started banking. These are the people that can see what the ordinary eye cannot see. These are the people that traveled to Ethiopia to go and look for the Ark of the Covenant. Go and ask. These are people who can see things that others cannot see. As soon as they came, they were colonizing. They never named Ivory Coast to Niger, no. They never named Ghana. They never named Dahomey. They never named Mali. But when they got to that part of West Africa, the center of the whole world, they didn't know if it is in Niger Republic or if it is in Nigeria. Just like in Herod, concerning the baby Jesus. They never knew. They knew a child would be born, but they never knew from where. So they knew that a people will emerge from West Africa, that these people, that they are the bearers of truth and of light. They didn't know if they are going to come from present-day Niger Republic or from Nigeria. So you know what they did? They hedged their bets. They said, wherever they come from, we are going to cover them with the cloak of darkness. Because we don't know if they're going to come from Niger Republic or from Nigeria, we are now going to name all of them Niger. Because there is no difference between Niger, Niger, and Nigeria, Nigeria. One is Niger, black. The other one is Niger area, black area, the same thing. One controlled by the French, one controlled by the British. The reason why Britain gave the name Nigeria, black, darkness, evil, satanic, to the Zulu people, is because they knew, something told them that the people of God is here. To cover that glory of God, name them darkness, call them darkness, that will become their name, so they cannot see the light anymore. That is why an average Nigerian is born stupid. That is why an average Nigerian is hopeless. Regardless of their PhD, SST, LLP, they are all dumb, all of them, from top to bottom. And later on, I'll prove to you that the name you bear has a bearing on how you reason and your outlook on life. Now, if you have Googled the word Niger, N-I-G-G-A, or N-I-G-G-R, it will tell you something. I'm going to read from Wikipedia, an independent source, not what Nnamdi Kanu made up or IPOB, independent source. I'm going to tell you the truth about Niger. Because this evening, I can check and see very clearly, Facebook, in their utmost wisdom, they have reduced the number of people who can get this gospel, but they have cleverly forgotten in their food, because they're in the zoo. They are Radio Biafra, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and what's that one again? Simple Radio, and I forgot to do that, but I'll give it to you in a minute. Four apps, people are listening, and it's low data. It doesn't cost any money. Little or nothing. People are listening on FM across Biafra land. People with the decoder, they are listening. People with satellite dish, they are listening via satellite. That is to tell them, you're wasting your time. Facebook, you don't know who we are. Maybe you think because the owners are white people and you're running it, you think every black person is a fool. You people think every African is a moron. You have not met Biafran people. You have not. You're encountering us now. And as I told you before, we lost the war, not because we were not armed or well prepared, no. Because the time wasn't right. Because we went into the war praising idol. Chukwu Kikabiam, I said, you go into war praising my name. I am the God of hosts. You praise my name and then you see what I will do. That is why we are unstoppable. Get to do your score. That is why we are unstoppable. What is the name of Niger that Britain gave to you? Some of you don't know. You don't know the meaning of the name. You have no idea. This time it is spelled N-I-G-G-E-R. They are very clever. They removed one G to confuse all of you. To make you think that the name Niger or Nigeria, Nigeria is a novel name. No, it is not. It is the same thing. It's like COVID-19. There was COVID-1, SARS, and then the novel one, COVID-19, COVID-19. They're all the same. The same COVID-19 and the SARS, they all share the same DNA, 73%. They are the same. You can cure it with hydroxychloroquine. You can cure it with zinc. You have to take vitamin D and then the other anti-malarial drug. That is what cures it. It doesn't matter the name you give it. It is the same. It doesn't matter if you take out one G or add it here. It is Niger. A Niger is a Niger anywhere in the world. And you know the funniest thing? Today, if you call somebody a nigger in Britain, you will go to jail. If you call somebody a nigger in America, you will go to jail. They will jail you. In France, the same. But they are allowing the same. They allow people to be called Nigerians. People who are nigger from a nigger territory. I hope you're following. What's the meaning of nigger? It is for an African country. That's how they started. It is is Pan-African country. See Niger, N-I-G-E-R. See, or Niger, so to speak, Niger State. See Niger, N-I-G-E-R. For other uses, see Niger, N-I-G-G-E-R. And then it is called the N-word, the nigger word, the word that is not spoken by a white person in America. Once you say it, you have war. But Britain gave that name to a bunch of people, over 200 million, and they come out every day and they say, I am a proud Nigerian. What is the meaning of it? In English language, this is according to Wikipedia, in English language, the word nigger and or Niger or Nigeria or Niger, it is an ethnic slur typically directed at a black person, especially African Americans. It's an insult. It's an insultive word. Nigger is an insultive word. Ethnic slur. It is like bringing out a group of people and basically you tar them black. It's an insult. Britain knew that it was an insult, but they still gave the name to Nigerians. And they claimed they produced PhD, public commentators, enlightened people, the elite, the politicians, the upper class. All of them are idiots. All of them are monkeys. You can see it here very clearly. They are all niggers. The word originated in the 18th century as an adaptation of the Spanish Negro, a descendant of the Latin adjective Niger, Niger State, Niger as a country. You see how they play with us, which means black. It was used insultively. It was used derogatory. And by the mid-20th century in the USA, its usage by anyone other than a black person had become unambiguously pejorative. A racist slur. They are saying end racism, end Black Lives Matter, end all manner of racism. How can you end all manner of racism when you have people in Africa answering Nigerians, people answering niggers, as in Niger Republic? How can you justify that? Do you see how they're playing with our brains? Do you see how foolish a black man is? Do you see why they're afraid of Radio Biafra? Do you see why they're terrified of IPOB? Do you see why they're frightened of Nnamdi Kanu? We know things they don't know, and they can never know forever and ever. They don't know these things. Can never know it. Because this term Niger or Nigeria, Nigeria or Niger Republic or Niger State, because this term is considered extremely offensive, it is often referred to by the euphemism, the N-word. It is so offensive that instead of a white man to say nigger, they will use N-word, the N-word. That's how bad it is. However, it remains in use today, particularly as the variant, listen up, nigger, by African Americans. Oh, as you can see in West Africa, in Nigeria, in Niger Republic, and perhaps in Niger State. Are you all following very carefully? That is your name. This is your logical republic. That is who you are. You are darkness. Your name is darkness. You embody that. Now I'm asking you, why are you going to look for light when your name is darkness? Do you see why NEPA has never worked? Do you see why all the efforts to bring electricity to the zoo hasn't worked? Because your name is darkness. Your name is nigger. Is that very clear? And some people may be wondering, saying, oh no, it is just nigger. It hasn't got any correlation. It hasn't got any connection with the world, with Nigeria, which is where some of you come from, Nigeria. Some may say it has no connection, but I want to prove to you tonight unequivocally that it has a connection, because I actually tweeted it. I tweeted it just a couple of days ago. It was tweeted. I tweeted this very nigger issue because Facebook was busy banning anybody who shared that very post on my wall. They were busy banning people. Anyone who shared that post on my wall, they will ban the person. And now, it is very, very clear that the N-word, the word nigger, is an ethnic slur directed at black people. A word originated in the 18th century as an adaptation of the Spanish Negro, a descendant of the Latin adjective Niger, which means black. In other words, Nigeria is the N word. And how do we know? How is it that IPOB knows that nigger, that Britain cannot say they don't know the meaning of the word nigger before they gave the name to Nigerians? Now listen very carefully. The name Nigeria, I am telling you what white people wrote. I am telling you what white English people wrote, not blacks. The name Nigeria, which is a poor pronunciation, the name Nigeria first appeared in print, according to Dr. Meek, 1960. Go and Google it. It's there. If you Google it, you'll see it. If you Google the name, how did the name Nigeria come about? You will see what I'm reading right now for you. On the 8th of January 1897, it was the title of an article, not a name of a people, no, title of an article in a leading newspaper written by Flora Shaw, who at that time did the colonies for the Times. She was the correspondent for Times newspaper. That Times is still in London till today. The Times newspaper of London, one of the leading broadsheets in London, conservative newspaper, is still there. So the only time anybody knew about the name Nigeria was when a white girl, Flora Shaw, wrote an article for the Times newspaper of 1897. Now I want to ask anybody who is listening tonight, is this how you name a country? A little kid, she's a correspondent for Times newspaper and the girlfriend of Frederick Lugard. She was writing an article. Out of her own, she coined the name Nigeria and gave to the monkeys and the baboons in the zoo called Nigeria today. Now, listen, please. This is according to the Oxford English Dictionary. So, according to Oxford English Dictionary, the date for the coming of the name Nigeria or Nigerian is in 1862. Listen very carefully, please. They had started calling our people Nigerians. These are black people. These are people who are subhuman. Before Flora Shaw wrote in 1897 her own piece, naming all of you Nigerians. Now listen, this is the general mode in which the Nigerians make known their losses. She had no name for all the ethnic groups gathered in the zoo. She just named you a name that they know is a slur word, an insult, a pejorative word, a racist word. That was what Britain gave you, and they knew the meaning. The funniest thing is that they knew the name that we are giving you. They gave it to you. They beat the darkness that you are. You accepted that very name. And I said to Facebook, Facebook, if you're not, you think you're a multinational, you're too powerful. I want you to ban me on Facebook. I want you to remove my post. I will take you to court. And in a court of law, you will explain to the judge why I should not call Nigerians niggers. It is here. I have all the facts and figures. Now you understand why they're afraid of us. You understand it now. Now listen very carefully. Here, one realizes that the words, listen carefully, the words Nigeria, Nigerian, all came from the name nigger. It is here, written by a white man, not me. I tweeted it. If you go through my tweets, you will see it. The word nigger. In fact, I posted it on July 24th. It is there. I am trying to prove to Facebook tonight that they have a bunch of ignorant people working for them. They know nothing. Of course, they are black. What would they know? Darkness. What do they know? The name Nigeria came from the word nigger, direct. And what is a nigger? It is an ethnic slur word. It is an insult. It means darkness. It means backwardness. It means primitivity. It means timidity. That's the name of the zoo where you come from. Now you understand it, don't you? People in Agano school, people who are not educated, they come to debate those who are enlightened, those who are educated. You didn't go to school, you don't know anything. You are coming to debate IPOB, people who are educated. How do you think you will succeed? How do you think you're going to win the debate or the argument? How is that possible? I ask you. I am daring Facebook. You own Facebook. I am on your platform. I want you to delete my page. Then I will take you to court in 3 continents. Then you will explain to the judge the reason why I shouldn't call Nigerians nigger. It is their name. Their name is nigger. That's what I'm calling them. Nigeria means nigger. You can do, play with it all you like. It means nigger. It's an ethnic slur word. And they chose to answer that name. Nigerians chose to answer darkness. And that is why darkness is their portion. And these are the things that you ought to know. So we are educating Facebook along the line. They think they can be used to fight against IPOB. I can see that that is what they have been doing. They steal money. They are part of the corruption in the zoo. Because the money that the zoo gave to Facebook are all stolen money. Because there is nowhere in the budget of the zoo, Nigeria, where they said, oh, we are going to pay Facebook so-and-so billion to checkmate what IPOB is doing. No, it's not in the budget. So they're all stolen money. That money that the zoo is paying Facebook, where did they get it from? Stolen money. So Facebook is part of the corruption in the zoo. The same way that some British businesses are. And what is the slow word? Because we want to go into detail, actually, and into the final details, because we are educating the whole world. That is why they listen to Radio Biafra. Oh, millions listen every blessed day. When I finish this program, many more will download on MP3. They'll be listening as they're going to work. What is a slur word? I said to you that nigger is a slur word. Then what is a slur? Slur is L-U-R, please. S-L-U-R. Slur word. It is a noun. It is an insinuation or allegation about someone that is likely to insult them or damage their reputation. So Britain gave you the name they knew was a slur word because they wanted to insult you. They want to damage you, damage your reputation as a black person. Are you following? It's a slur word. What is a slur word? It means something designed to insult. In other words, the name Nigeria is an insult. It's here now in black and white English language, written by white people, not niggers, no, whites. Someone is insulting you with the name Nigeria, and you get up in the morning and say, I'm a proud Nigerian. I'm from Nigeria, I'm proud. You are insulting yourself. IPOB is not insulting you. Nnamdi Kanu is not insulting you. You are insulting yourself. Go to your dictionary and look for the meaning of the word nigger. Look for the meaning of the word slur. It's a slur word. What is the meaning of slur? Insult. Damage to reputation. That tells you all you need to know about this. Now we ask, does a name matter? How does a name affect your identity? Please Google it. How does a name affect your identity? The name you were given. Okay, then, why is it, if a name, if there's nothing in a name, how come you don't name your children Lucifer? How come nobody names their child Jezebel? Ever since we all read the scriptures, we have seen in the New Testament, how many of you will name your children Herod? How many of you? How many of you named your children Judas Iscariot? How many of you name your children Judas? If there is nothing in a name, why don't you name your children Judas? Why not? I'm asking you a very simple question. I said, why not? Why don't you name your child Demon or Lucifer? Why not? Because there's something in a name. That is why our name is very special. And that was why the British wanted to delete it. As I said, them and the French, they were not sure where this chosen race of God is in West Africa. So in order to cover their tracks, they named everything nigger, both Niger Republic and the zoo today. To cover. And when Britain came to Arochukwu and discovered that here lies them, they said we must destroy you. After they destroyed Arochukwu, after Britain collapsed our temple in Arochukwu in 1904, the temple fell in Arochukwu. Not the Binokwa Abino, I mean the temple of God itself fell in Arochukwu. We asked them, but who are we? They said, you have no history. Until Lugard wrote in 1914, the proud Igbo race from across the Niger. Proud. The only people to be called proud in the whole, the only people that white people called proud are the Igbo people, and by extension, the whole of Biafra land. And I'm a GNGC, I'm just telling you the fact. Go and read the amalgamation submission by Frederick Lugard. Go and read it up. It is in the public domain. I preached this gospel in 2013, 31st of December. Proud, he said. He didn't use the word the chosen race, because they couldn't use it. They just said proud. Imagine a white man calling a black race proud. You know what that means. Go and check it is there. That is why I said to you that only an Igbo man can save black people. You can be as jealous, as envious as you like. I'm telling you the fact of life. If you doubt me, you can ask the British. Ask the British why they subdued the East. They will tell you. Because if we allow them, they will teach all of you what you don't know. And that, did they stop it? Have I not come? Have I B.A.B. not come? That thing that Britain don't want the world to know, are we not preaching it today? Don't the whole world know about it? Now you know how formidable we are. When you are born, you are given an identity through your name. Your name is your identity. As my name is Nnamdi, my Redeemer liveth. And you wonder why I worship God the way I do. Because my Redeemer liveth. You wonder why they will arrest me 2 times, take me to the same DSS dungeon, cock their guns to kill me, but they couldn't. You wonder why I am the only person who have led a major movement, went to prison and came out without signing any agreement with the zoo, with the Nigerian government. I am the only person. The other person that refused is El Zakzaki, and is still in jail. Every other person that claims they're a freedom fighter, go and look at all of them. They signed an agreement with the zoo. That was why when they came out, they couldn't continue what they were doing. I came out. I not only continued, I intensified it until they came to kill me. Now, do you understand it? Because of the name that I bear, my Redeemer, how can my Redeemer be living and a cockroach from the north will kill me? It's not possible. It's not possible. My name is my Redeemer Liveth. That is why they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Ask them. They will tell you. That is why they say that your name follows you. Your name helps to differentiate you from other people. Every culture has a naming method. And they name differently. But who named Nigeria? It was a white girl. I'm asking, is Flora Shaw from Fulani? No, even Fulani is the migrants. Is Flora Shaw from, is she Hausa? Is Flora Shaw, is she a Kanuri? Is she from Igbira? Is she from Bachama? Is she TV? Is Flora Shaw Jukun? Is Flora Shaw Yoruba? Is Flora Shaw Igbo? Is she Efik? Is she Ibibio? Is she Anang? I'm asking. Where does she come from? Where did Flora Shaw crawl out from? What right does a white person have to come to Africa to give you a name? They didn't give you a sweet name. They gave you a slur word, a derogatory name. A name that if you call somebody that name today, Facebook will ban you. That has Facebook banned Nigeria, Nigeria? Is that name not nigger? Have you banned them? No, you have not banned them. But you're looking for who to ban in IPOB. Ndoshi. This night we teach them what they don't know. You know, they see us as black, you know, IPOB, leave them, hey, what do they know? But today we are giving them a revelation that they never thought was possible. This evening, if you go to Asorok and they're listening, everybody is listening to us because they know that here you get the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That is why we are unstoppable. Our enemies don't know this. They don't understand where our strength and our power comes from. I know some idiots were saying, when my mom passed on, they said, oh, the source of his strength is now gone. That the source of his strength is his mother. See how foolish. You know, when a white man came and condemned you by calling you nigger, you can no longer reason properly. I want people listening tonight to know this. The reason why you don't have good roads, the reason why you don't have running water, the reason why you don't have good schools, the reason why you don't have hospitals, is because of the name you bear. Your name means darkness. Nigger. So you know. A man's name is not like, I'm just reading from what I got from Google. I'm not just what people sat down and wrote, a book that somebody wrote, reviewed, to critical acclaim, of course. Now listen, a man's name is not like a mantle which merely hangs about him and which one perchance may safely twitch and pull. You don't change your name nilly-willy. You don't just do that. Because your name is your name. But they gave us a name. Oh dear, my goodness me. The name that you answer will follow you. The name you answer will follow you all the days of your life. Because you know why? A person's name signifies that very person. You know, another thing it does, it signifies your worth, your value, your character, your reputation, your authority, your will and ownership. In other words, the name you answer will tell us who owns you. The name Nigeria means that you're owned by the British, by a white man. You are the property of a white man. You're a slave. You're a nigger. They own you. That is why they can take oil at will. That is why you can go and take loan, and China will now own a part of your sovereignty. That is why nobody knows who is going and who is coming. That is why everybody is filled with stupidity in the zoo, regardless of your economic, or should I say, academic background or qualification. Now you understand why they are afraid of us. Do you see why they are afraid of us? Because we teach you things that they have hidden from you. Your name is darkness and you want light to prevail. No, because even in traditional Chinese culture, because the name that you bear, your name signifies who you are, your worth, which is W-O-R-T-H, your worth, which is your value, your character, your reputation, your authority, your will and ownership. Who owns you? Now you know you're all slaves. Forget about Black Lives Matter. Now I'm saying that black ignorance actually matters as well. Because black ignorance is what is keeping black lives down. Black man's ignorance is what is keeping a black man's life down. They named you nigger and you accepted. I'm a Nigerian. I'm a proud Nigerian. You know, when I see a monkey or a baboon with their green passport saying, I'm a proud Nigerian. Oh my Lord, I wonder. How did you come to answer the name Nigeria? How come? Who gave it to you? How come other people have managed to change their names, but not you? According to documents, it is here. It is, in fact, please post it. Somebody, please Google. I want you to Google Niger, which is N-I-G-E-R, or Niger, like Niger State. Google Niger. Full colon, .. Origins of the word. Go and Google it. It's there now. You will see it by somebody called M.D.W. Jeffries. Niger, origins of the word, is here. Nigritia. Do you know that the name Nigeria, if they are trying to claim it's an English word, no, it is not. Because it has a Latin name, Nigritia. N-I-G-R-I-T-I-A. They knew what they were doing. You know, as the armies of the king Herod was looking for Jesus to kill, that was how Satan sent Britain. All these things that you're doing, at a time to come in the future, a race is going to emerge from West Africa. That very race, as predicted by Nostradamus, at the trigger of the Horn of Africa. Go and look at Africa. It looks like a small pistol. Look at where the trigger is. The trigger is in the Bight of Biafra. A race is going to emerge from there. That race will bring light to Africa. And their name is Biafra. Satan said to Britain, go and do everything you can to stop that name from coming up. Stop Biafra by all means. They came. They named them nigger. It is, the book is here. So there is nobody's hiding it. That nigger is the same thing as Niger. Nigger is the same thing as Nigeria. But also that name is Nigritia. It is here in black and white. Published by a white man. M.D.W. Jeffries. maybe we should be charging people 100 madaiko for these lectures that we gave. That money cannot buy. People have lived and died. They never knew. They lived as Nigerians. They died as Nigerians. They never knew. They are very disgraceful history and how their name came about. And do you think you can defeat IPOB in a debate? Who gave birth? Onyemorovie, who are you? Ordinary people doing... let me not even go there. Let me not even go there. And what is this thing about this word nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R or N-I-G-G-A? They all mean the same thing. Nigger, N-I-G-G-A, N-I-G-G-E-R, nigger, N-I-G-E-R, Nigeria or Nigritia, the same thing. They mean the same thing. Nigger, N-I-G-G-A, the slave and the master. Go and Google it. A brief history of the word nigger. It is about the slave and the master. Who are the slaves? The idiots that call themselves Nigerians. And who is the master? Britain. Do you see how you made yourselves slaves forever and ever? Do you see it as a Nigerian? Do you see it? Nigger, nigger. Those six-letter words this author wrote. Those six-letter words. And you know the funniest thing is it was written in 2012 by a Japanese, Tetsuhiko Endo. T-E-T-S-U-H-I-K-O, Endo, E-N-D-O, posted in 2012. He or she, I don't know if he's a man or a woman, said, those six-letter words arranged in a vulgar order. You know the meaning of the word vulgar? Vulgar order. Spoken in our minds. As we would not dare speak them from our mouths. The name Nigeria, any sensible, you cannot, this Japanese man is saying, you cannot, it is so vulgar, you cannot pronounce it. So vulgar, you can't pronounce it. My goodness me. It is so vulgar. Hey. In fact, it's so sharp. I don't want to continue because children are listening. I don't want them to go and commit suicide this night. I don't want black kids in America who are listening or those who can grasp what I'm saying to go and take overdose and die and say their life is worthless. What we are saying is that your life is worth something. Those in the zoo, the Fulani Janjaweed with their British masters connived, as this man said, the slave and the master, to give you a name. That if you don't rise up and change that very name, your outlook will be bleak forever and ever because your name is darkness. How dare they? Who are these people? I ask them. The reason why you bear the name and that name follows you reflects in your everyday stupidity. Why do I say this? Everything that the zoo does is always going backwards. Always, the years are advancing, but they're going backwards. In this day and age, they claim that they campaigned to end colonialism. We don't want Europeans in Africa. We want colonialism. Now, they use their own neck to go and put on the guillotine for the Chinese to chop it off. And the reason why they have done it is, as I told you before, the devil will keep pushing them. Oh, why don't you give a part of sovereignty of Nigeria to the Chinese? So Chinese will now join Britain, will now join a few other people to say no to Biafra. You don't know that? Now listen. These are from zoo newspapers. I'm not from me, please. Before somebody wake up and say, oh, they come. Yeah, that's what they used to say. Oh, they are lying. It was concocted. That is why everything I present to you are from independent sources. From independent sources, not from any source of Radio Biafra, from outsiders. Nigerian law, this is a headline, Nigerian lawmakers uncover clause in a loan deal conceding Nigeria's sovereignty to China. Do you now remember when they said Nigeria's sovereignty is not negotiable? We cannot negotiate with Nnamdi Kanu, not with IPOB. But they gave their sovereignty to China. So you can negotiate with China your sovereignty, yes? You can give a Chinese man, an Asian man, your sovereignty, but not to somebody who is asking for it in their own village. Do you see the brain of a black man? Do you see why I say that the reason why blacks are in the mess they are in is because of their own doing? Their brain doesn't function properly. Now, last year, our sovereignty is not negotiable. Buratai, I was saying, anywhere I see, I will cross. But you can negotiate your sovereignty with China. It's here now. I'm not making it up. Go and Google it. It's there. Nigerian lawmakers uncover clause in loan deal considering Nigeria's sovereignty to China. Let me read it for you. The committee noted that the clauses in Article 8.1 of the commercial loan agreement signed between the Zoo Nigeria and Export-Import Bank of China concedes sovereignty of Nigeria to China. In the $400 million loan for the Nigeria National Information and Communication Technology Infrastructure Backbone Phase 2, the project was signed in 2018. Because there is no president, there is no vice. They can do whatever they like. Now, where is this money? This money went to Lai Mohammed. Have you heard of this before? No. But you're hearing it here. 400. That was the money they wanted to use to fight IPOB, to digitize NTA. You see how the devil works. Ordinary 400 million. They are going to borrow, listen up, they are going to borrow 400 million. These same people sold oil to China, collected cash of 2.5 billion and put it in their pocket. After pocketing the money, 2.5 billion, they now went to China to borrow ordinary $400 million and then to give away the sovereignty of the zoo in the process, in the event that they cannot pay back. Let me continue to read this for you. This is coming from the Zoo House of Representatives from Nigeria. Not from House of Reps in the zoo. They are lawmakers. Not from us, from the lawmakers. Now listen. Members of Nigeria's House of Representatives have uncovered clauses in a loan collected. They've collected the radio by the Nigerian government. They never told anybody. They took the loan from China that now have conceded the country's sovereignty to the Asian country. After fighting for independence, people dying. As if you were going to prison, people being locked up, fighting the white man to go. They now went to China and said, China, come and colonize us, please. These are black people. They are going by their name. They cannot see. They are blind. They are from a place called Nigeria, where there is darkness everywhere. Even in their soul, there is darkness. Now you understand it, don't you? They use the ordinary money, 400 million, that is nothing. They sell oil, they collect the money, they put it in their pocket, they go and they collect loan. Somebody will wake up in the morning and say that I am proud to come from such a place. God forbid. You know, sometimes I get astonished. I wonder at the rate of the stupidity of these people. I wonder how can God create people to be this stupid? It's impossible. Until I investigated and I researched, I found out it is from their name. Nigeria. Black area. Evil area. Satanic area. That is why they don't reason properly in this zoo, because of their name. And I told them, you will be exposed one after the other. And I said that was enough. That's for telecommunications. That one is different. Ordinary 400 million. They went and they took more loan. They took more loan. This time around, they took some more money for their railway. Railway. They collected money for railway. Now, listen, please. The House of Reps summoned Chibi Ganesh. I call him, wrote to me. To give the impression he's half Yoruba, half Igbo, but he's not half Yoruba, half Igbo, no. It's just a nickname. His name is Chibi Kamage. I'm happy to say that a few days ago, he came and said, of course he's Igbo, of course Igbo is Igbo, everybody knows that. Now listen, Ali Issa Pantani, Minister of Finance, Budget and National Planning, Mrs. Zainab Ahmed, the ministers are expected to provide answers. They took another loan of 500 million to be sourced from the same China bank, or one bank only, for railway lines in the zoo, Nigeria. The other one was 400 million for telecommunication equipment for NTA. Another one is 500 million for railway. Buaras, only three people pocketed $2.5 billion. So the money they put in their pockets, had they brought it out, would have done everything for them. But that is full and utter is corruption, fighting corruption. Impossible. Impossible. They were summoned by, alongside the director general of the Debt Management Office, Mrs. Patience Oliha, Tell us what you are doing. They said, oh, we are building a railway Abuja to Kaduna, Lagos to Ibadan, Ibadan, Kaduna, Kaduna railway lines. But there is none in Biafra land, though. None whatsoever. And the Minister for Transport is from Biafra land. He's trying to impress his masters from the north so they can make him vice president. As somebody said and wrote very convincingly that other ethnic groups have their traitors or sabo. But the man said that the Anibal saboteur is possessed by the devil. Is possessed. Other people, they have their own saboteurs. But Anibal saboteur is possessed by evil spirit. Look at this man. They are building. And where is the money they are going to pay back this loan coming from? From Biafra land, from Anambra, from Imo, from Ebonyi, from Abia, from Cross River, from Akwa Ibom, from River State. This money is going to come from Delta. It will come from Bayelsa. These nine states, they are the ones that produce it. But there is no railway line in any of these nine states. And there are people from these nine states saying they are Nigerians, Nigerians, as the case may be. Now you begin to understand the meaning and the curse behind that name, Nigeria, darkness. I want somebody to raise their child and call that child darkness. Or teacher. You know what that means? That's the mess we find ourselves in. What is happening? They have now signed an agreement. Listen up. I want to read the clause for you. I want to read the clause so that people in Nigeria, if at all you children of darkness can understand what I'm saying. I want to read that the world may know. Listen. The agreement says, the borrower hereby irrevocably, the borrower being Nigeria, hereby irrevocably, which means you cannot contest it, waive any immunity on the grounds of sovereign or otherwise for itself or its property in connection with any arbitration proceedings pursuant to Article 85 thereof, with the enforcement of any arbitral award pursuant thereto, except for the military assets and diplomatic assets, which means if you don't pay China back, China has the right to take whatever they like from your country, except your military and your diplomatic assets. It is here in black and white. I'm just reading it for you. But when Amechi came, Amechi said, no, 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 no. That the money is a total of 849 billion, with 849 million dollars. With $349 million, $349 million as counterpart funding. And I'm actually telling them not to even investigate it. Somebody that went to school, somebody who claims to be educated, you know, they're the elite, they're enlightened, they are the ruling class, all these idiots. Somebody with PhD, they claim they're educated. Remember when they used to call us pals? They were not educated enough. Somebody signed an agreement with an ordinary bank, not even Chinese government, ordinary bank, saying this bank of China, export and import, can come and take whatever thing, any asset they want from Nigeria, from the zoo, if they don't pay back. How are they going to pay back? A place where corruption is rife. How can they pay back? And they took the loan from China to tell you how much they hate you, how much they hate themselves and you. There is nobody, no nation on this earth that has patriotic leaders that will sign such an agreement, I dare you, anywhere in the world. They don't love you. They don't love the country they claim to represent. But all of you idiots will jumping up and down. I'm in Nigeria. One Nigeria. Do you see how useless your lives are? Do you see how hopeless your lives are? I'm just putting it out for you. That the world may bear us witness that we came and we told you, we warned you what is happening. We told you. Another publication said we have uncovered clauses conceding Nigeria's sovereignty to China because of ordinary railway. And that railway, you know, the funniest thing, they have a Jokuta rolling mill. They have steel. So there is no need for the loan. They took the loan to go and buy rail tracks, you know, the track, the line, which is made up of iron, steel. They have that steel in Kogi State. They have it. But instead of them to put their money to make the Ajokuta rolling mill to be working, They squandered it. They placed the money upon this not working, so that they can go and steal money by importing railroad from abroad. But they claim they love you. They claim it's one Nigeria. That is why the more you sustain one Nigeria, you sustain this left. One day, China will come to your village and say, back out from your village. They'll say, oh, bring army, army, come. Help China clear this village. They'll clear the village. China will take over. That day, you will know that the zoo is bad for you. That the zoo nigga is bad for you. Some of you don't, because of course you're black, you're darkness, you don't know anything. Some of you fail to reason. Some of you are incapable of reasoning. Why do you think Britain doesn't want Biafra to come? Why do you think they don't want Biafra to come? They don't want Biafra because you will know, Biafra will teach you what you don't know. Those things that are hidden, like what I'm explaining to you tonight, will be revealed to all of you. Then you'll understand the hopelessness of your existence. We have been able to prove beyond every conceivable doubt that Biafra is the solution. And freedom for all other component ethnic nationalities in the zoo is the only viable way forward. There is no other way. The other way is destruction, including restructuring. Everybody has to go back to their houses and build from there. That is why even Biafra will be a confederation. A confederation, please. A confederation. It is very clear. The more people cling on to one zoo, one Nigeria, the more you cling on to one Nigeria, the more the killings, the more the impunity, the more the pillaging, and the more the looting. Now, people said, oh, Jordan's regime was corrupt. Can you compare it with this one? This one is broad daylight. They have not only stolen what you have, they have sold you and your village. They have said to China, go and take any part of Nigeria, any part of the zoo you like, take. Is here now. For the very first time, the House of Reps is doing what they're supposed to do, holding all these public inquiries. And do you know why they're doing it? Because there is no Buhari. They know there is nobody. So if they invite you, you must come. If you must come. And when Britain named you people darkness, they knew you were blind because you cannot see in the dark. That is why Aisha's boyfriend can wear a mask and deceive all of you because you are blind. Your name is Nigeria. You are in darkness. Now you understand it, don't you? Now you know it, don't you? Complete and total darkness. That is who you are. You can't see. Even when somebody is telling you, somebody in light is telling you, look at what I'm seeing. Oh, this man is wearing a mask. He's not Buhari. He cannot speak Fufu the language. You say, oh, forget it now. Hey, Shebi, he has money. He's eating money. Now, I've been wondering all my life where the stupidity of a black man comes from. I cannot understand it. It is in that name, nigger. That is why those who were smart enough said, no, don't call us that name anymore. But in Africa, there are two nations, two nations bearing that name. And even in the zoo, there is a state called Niger State in the zoo. Do you see how free is there? I'm not saying they're going to change because they will not change. That is why the zoo is a failed state. The best thing is for Biafra to go, Oduduwa to go, Middle Belt, or anyhow they want, just go, be on your own. Take care of the people. That's the only solution. The zoo is a failed, do you believe that the zoo, Nigeria, is a failed state? Do you doubt me? I want you to go back again to Wikipedia, not to, go to Google, type in failed state. And what does it go? What are the examples of a failed state? I'll read it for you. Syria, Somalia, Myanmar, Nigeria is there, Iraq, Yemen, Turkey, Democratic Republic of Congo, Central African Republic, Afghanistan, Sudan, South Sudan. Do you know what makes a failed state? Now listen, they are corrupt. There is something called crony corralling of resources at the expense of other groups. Do you know what is called crony corralling of resources? Exactly what Ismaila Issa Funtua did. Etisalat was suffering. All Ismaila Funtua did was to go to central bank, tell Emefiele, give me money. Emefiele gave him money, $400 million. He went and bought Etisalat and changed it to Nine Mobile. He never worked for that money for one day in his life. The only thing he had going for him was that he was close to the dead Buhari. He was one of the cabal that made sure that Abba Kyari succeeded the dead Buhari. That's all. So he's a secret. He's a holder of the secret. He went to the central bank, collected $400 million. These are the people that Nigerian Union of Journalists named the building after him. Don't blame them. They are in darkness. That is their name, Nigeria. Niger people in darkness. What you tell? Don't blame them anymore. I don't blame them. The zoo is a failed state. Where somebody will go and sign a deal with China, effectively saying, China, come and colonize me. I'm here. Come and take me. Zoo. Animals. And when we call them zoo, we call them animals, Facebook gets upset. Facebook, because they gave them money. This post is against our community standard. And I said to them, they said that to one or two people, ban them for that. I said to Facebook, ban me now. I'm begging you. Please ban me. Then you know how troublesome I can be. Ban me. Unpublish my page. When we go to court, you will tell the court that I unpublished the page of Mazen Nnamdi Kanu because he called Nigeria's nigger people. And then the judge will ask you, what is the meaning of Nigeria? And that day you will pay compensation. You will pay compensation all your life. You think you're smart, but you don't know anything. Before we do anything, we think. Why do you think we are always ahead of our enemies? Why do you think that only a small movement, I wouldn't call it small, of course it's very big, the largest in the whole world. Have you wondered how IPOB became the largest mass movement in the whole world? Tormenting a zoo like Nigeria. Have you ever wondered how? How was it possible? You don't know. Because what you don't know is greater than you. The zoo is a failed state, completely failed state. And people are talking about corruption. You don't know what is going on in the zoo, do you? You have no idea. Nigeria, the zoo, the biggest zoo in the whole world, constructed by the British and built for idiots, built for animals who answer Nigerians, people who cannot reason, people who cannot reason, who cannot fathom. Now listen. Their attorney general, this was the idiot that proscribed IPOB. People don't know the reason why they proscribed IPOB. They proscribed IPOB because they don't want you to know what you're supposed to know. Some of the idiots who are amongst you, you Nigerians, you wild beasts, you animals, you have no brain, you know nothing. They corralled you into supporting them. Let's proscribe. Let's tag them terrorists. They wanted to tag IPOB, a terrorist group, so they can stop our work, so they can diminish us. Do you understand? Do you understand it? Yet, the Fulani headsmen, Fulani terrorists are not, Nietiala is not classified as a terrorist group. That is why sometimes I look at the governors and so-called elders in our land and I laugh at them. How many times has any Fulani man come out to say, make Nietiala name that a terrorist group? How many times? None. Absolutely none. I want to read this headline for you. International transparency groups raised 25 questions for AGF, Attorney General of the Federation of Malami, on oil contracts, OPL 245 contracts. When I said to the idiots, the fools that call themselves Nika Delta, I said to them, the reason why they want one Nigeria is because of our oil. These are the same people that said to you, an Igbo man wants Biafra because of oil. They are the ones controlling it, Attorney General. What has an Attorney General of a country got to do with oil contracts? Only in the zoo, Fulani. Do you see what is happening? Can't your eyes open? Can you not see what they're doing in the zoo? Can you not see it? Now, I'll read it for you. These are the people that said, Jonathan is corrupt. We need to get rid of the PPP because of Attorney General of a Federation. That was the reason why they gave everything to Fulani. Every position in the zoo of importance goes to a Fulani. So they'll be covering up their asses as they move forward. As they lose, they're covering each other. As they're stealing, they're covering each other up. Because you're in darkness, you cannot see. In this UG, black. You're in darkness. How can you see? Your name is darkness. Britain named you darkness. So you are blind, you cannot see. Where you are in Nigeria or Biafra land tonight, I just want you to go into a darkened room. Turn off the light. Can you see anything? Even if somebody's telling you with infrared that something is, you're saying, I can't see it, oh, that is why you cannot see the mask on Aisha's boyfriend's face. You cannot see it. You can't, because you're blind. Britain made you blind. Britain created you blind as a product of a racist construct. You are the product of, I don't know how to put it. The zoo, Nigeria, is a product of racism. Now listen, four civil society groups who have been monitoring OPL, which is oil block, oil contract, 245 scandal, have raised 25 questions for Nigeria's Justice Minister Abubakar Malami on the handling of the assets recovered in relation to the oil blocks. They are all stealing. Fulani, criminals, EFCC, NNPC, AGF, Asorok, everywhere, steal and steal and steal, loot and loot and loot. Why are Nigerians not coming out on the street to protest? Because they cannot see. They are blind. They are in darkness. Their name is darkness. They cannot see. Because your name will always follow you. That is why they are in darkness. That is why they have remained in darkness. And that is why they will die in darkness. Because they are zoo people. Zoo Nigerians. Nigger people. I'm telling Facebook this, that it is nigger. Nigeria is nigger territory. With full of niggers. I'm saying it over and over again. Do your worst. That thing you want to do, you can't do it. You are mad. You are sick in the brain. You know nothing. Everybody who is working for Facebook Nigeria should go back to school. You people are not educated enough to moderate or to understand what is happening in the zoo. You are nothing. Your brains are empty. You are foolish. All of you in Facebook Nigeria, you are foolish. Attorney General is a thief. Chief Justice of the Federation is a thief. Everybody is a rogue. They are all Fulani. They are stealing. Meanwhile, they are bringing their people to occupy my land in Biafra land. Take over my forests and the bushes. And you want me to keep quiet? Are you insane? It's your memory. You want IPOB to be quiet? Fulani will be stealing everything. And in the process, killing people every blessed day. The rising people are like in southern Kaduna, and then will come to Biafra land, take over my land, kill our daughters, rape our mothers, and you expect us to put our hands and say, oh, we are peaceful, we are a peaceful movement. God punish all of you, Ndara. Mad people everywhere. That thing that will happen in the next 5 years will happen this year. This year, all that their plans, they will reveal it to the whole world this year. If that plan they have, they will reveal it to the whole world this year. 2020, it will not go past this year. That thing, it must happen this year. It must happen in 2020. If this doesn't go, worse will go. It must happen this year. Because the hypocrisy is too much. This hypocritical garbage is too much. It's too much. They see what is happening. Are you telling me the American ambassador is not in Abuja? Are you telling me the British High Commission is not in Abuja? Don't they see the killings going on? Can't the British people see the level of corruption is in APC is 100 times worse than PDP? Can they see it? Because it is being carried out by their favorites, the Fulani, the idiots of the darkness. The idiots, the blind bats of the darkness itself, Fulani. They know nothing. Their brains are empty. No poet. They have no artist. They have nothing. They produce nothing. They generate nothing. They control everything. Because of our collective stupidity. All of us, we are stupid. From Southern Kaduna to the Atlantic Ocean, we are hopeless. That is why a bunch of idiots, a bunch of cattle rearers will be making our life a misery. And we cannot think about it. Shame on all of you. Shame. You people should thank your God for IPOB. Should thank your God for IPOB. And what is happening in the zoo? Do you know that Niger Republic, do you know what is happening in Niger Republic? I told you before that Niger, Nigeria is the same. You are doubting me. Now let me read this headline for you. Niger Republic citizen nominated as a non-career ambassador by President Buhari. After claiming to be from Jigawa State, a few months ago, I told you people here in your stupidity, you Nigerians, you foolish, I've run out of ideas to describe you people. You people are just, you are the lowest of the low. I told you here on air that there is no border checks, no border control in the north. Anybody can walk in from Niger Republic and claim citizenship or from Northern Cameroon. I told you that here. Some people said, no, he's trying to bring division. It has not happened. To the extent that they are now nominating somebody who is not a Zulu citizen to become the ambassador. Do you see how foolish they are? Meanwhile, in the south, you have people policing our borders in the south. You have them Fulani policing our borders, but in their own north, the borders. I can't understand their outrage, zoo animal. How? Does it mean you people do not see these things? Does it mean you don't reason? Does it mean your brain does not function properly? Hi, Chineke Mia. What type of people are they? Anyway, sorry, your name is Darkness. You are Darkness. You cannot see. You are blind, all of you. They are now nominating Niger Republic citizen as your ambassador. Tomorrow you start saying voulez-vous. Start speaking French or parlez-vous or whatever they call it. You people are really, really stupid, honestly speaking. You people are now you anywhere in the world that black people are suffering. When they remember that the most populous black nation in the world are called niggers. I mean, come on. They know you're nothing. You are absolutely nothing. Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. Oh my goodness me. The name is Ahmadu Haruna. Is a lawmaker and member of the Convention Democratique et Sociale, which is a democratic party in the Republic of Niger, in the Republic of Niger. He's coming to be your ambassador, nominated as ambassador for the zoo. Do you see how Fulani have reduced governance to it's not just a joke, it's something beneath a joke. The incompetence of Fulani is there for all to see. You can see their administration. You can see them. They run everything. You can see how incompetent they are. You can see how kleptomaniacal they are. You can see they are thieves. They are thieves. You don't want to learn. They are warmongers. They are killers and they are murderers and they are in darkness. Zoo animals everywhere. Zoo everywhere. Here we teach you what they will say. In fact, what they will never ever dream of teaching you. What they never dream of teaching you. And this evening, we are going to play something for you so you understand. They say the battle lines are drawn. They have drawn the battle lines. Somebody's trying to destabilize Nigeria. You see how foolish they are. Everybody wants, every corrupt soul on this earth wants the zoo, Nigeria, to continue moving forward so they can continue stealing and looting. The SS and army don't destabilize. Let's hear them. Please. Let's hear them. Listen very, very carefully. Listen. They're first of all, they're playing music. Let's finish. Listen.
Soldiers have been warned by defense headquarters, DHQ, against engaging in mutiny or revolt against constituted civil authority.
Do you know why they're saying this? Because I told every soldier to leave. I know that some of them are in darkness. The soldiers in the zoo, some of them are very foolish, of course. You don't reason. As you are in the zoo army, the Nigerian army fighting to keep the zoo, one, your village is fighting for survival. The Fulanis are fighting to take over your village. As you're in the army, the DSS, of course they are black. What do I expect? You don't reason very well. There are soldiers from southern Kaduna serving in the Nigerian army. Yes, in the Nigerian army, Niger army. But your people are being killed by people using the same army to further their own selfish interests. You can hear them. Army and DSS draw battle line over alleged destabilization plots. That's what they do. That's what they write. Because American ambassador will get her own share. The British commissioner will get her own share. They will bribe all the ambassadors. And as these things are happening, they're all quiet. It's an internal matter. That was Yugoslavia, not an internal matter. Was East Timor not an internal matter? Was Albania not an internal matter? Was Kosovo not an internal matter? But EU stepped in. USA stepped in. But when it comes to Africa, because Africa is corrupt and the heart of the zoo is darkness, they are making money. Why won't we leave the zoo to continue? They are making money from it. Now you understand, don't you? Now listen very carefully, please. Listen.
The warning came on Monday, July 27, 2020. The same day, the Department of State Services, DSS, warned on plots to destabilize the nation. The DHQ restated that all officers and men of the military swore to an oath of allegiance to be totally loyal to the civil authority of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
So they actually swore an oath in Nigeria. But when you take an oath in IPOB, it's a problem for some people. But in Nigeria, they're swearing an oath to defend impunity, to defend darkness, a place called darkness, to defend murder, to defend rape, to defend looting of the worst kind, to defend no electricity, to defend no running water, to defend poor schools, poor hospitals. Now you know. Now you know. They are jittery. They have run the zoo into the ground, and all of a sudden they are jittery. They are worried. They are panicking. Something might happen from somewhere. They have run the zoo into the ground. That tells you all you need to. And these are the things that some of these corrupt entities, they want. We want to keep Nigeria one. Keeping Nigeria one is a tax that must be done. You are keeping corruption one. Emboldening corruption, nepotism, iniquity, and mediocrity from the Fulani, that is what you are supporting. If you support one Nigeria, you are supporting mediocrity. You are supporting darkness. You are supporting stupidity. You are supporting niggers. That's what it means, if you don't know. And in Southern Kaduna, what is happening? They are killing, they are pillaging. Let us go to Southern Kaduna and see the hypocrisy of the Fulani man in full view. That is how hypocritical they are. Hypocrites. A tiny fraction, not up to 8% of the population. See how they are messing all of you up. Because of your greed, because of your selfishness, because of your natural tendency to betray, betrayers, saboteurs, traitors, because of you, the Fulani are in charge of this. Traitors are from everywhere, from Oduduwa, from Biafra. You people are the ones keeping them in power. But of course, you're black. What would you know? Nigger. Nigger. Bandits kill Kaduna-based lawyer. Abduct his wife and his son. And I'm asking the British High Commissioner in Abuja, have you not heard this news? I am asking the German ambassador, have you not heard this news? I am asking the UN in Abuja, have you not heard this news? Where on earth, which other country on this earth would have this level of lawlessness and you allow them to stand without making a comment, without making a statement? This man is from Southern Kaduna. He has been killed. His name is Haro Gandu. He's a lawyer with the Kaduna State Ministry of Justice. He has been killed while his wife and his son were abducted. Who killed them? Miet Yala. Who abducted the wife? Miet Yala. Who took the son? Miet Yala. Fulani terrorists. And they are stakeholders in the government. And all of you see all these things every blessed day. You see what is happening every day of your life, of your stupid, wretched, nigger lives. And you keep quiet because you are in darkness. You are in a room of darkness you cannot see. Black people. I don't want to speak against the spirit, honestly speaking. But there is something wrong with us. Something is wrong with the brain of a black man. Something is definitely wrong. And that is why we are being killed all over the world. It is our own fault, our own making. I don't blame anybody who is a racist. Even the Fulani, they're not racist towards us. Because of our stupidity. Because of the work of the traitors and saboteurs, are they not being racist towards us? Why would they have a nepotistic regime if they're not racist? We are Fulani occupies everything. They steal, they loot with impunity. Flying about in private jets everywhere. They never worked for anything in their lives. And you're all keeping quiet. You all know how to do this to gossip. And even your gossiping to get your facts right, you cannot get it right. Because if you want to gossip, you gossip very well. Get your facts, you cannot even get your facts right. That's all you do. While the Fulani is in your village killing your people, you cannot talk. That's how foolish all of you are. The incident occurred on Sunday night when his residence at Thurgood area along Abuja Road in Kaduna was invaded. Timothy Kandu, a former commissioner for economic planning, who is the deceased brother, confirmed the incident to the Cable. He said the attackers gained access to the house by breaking the window. Lawlessness everywhere. Kandu said the bandits, which are these are Fulani people, shot his brother on the shoulder. And as he was attempting to escape, it was a seminal narrative of criminality everywhere. Bandits invading communities, breaking into homes, killing and abducting people right across the zoo. All of you are there answering Nigerians, Niger people, children of darkness and of iniquity. You know nothing, your brains are empty. Do you see what it means to be a black person? It means you are foolish to the core. That was why they named you niggers. Because you have no brain, you cannot see. You have eyes, you cannot see. You have ears, you cannot hear. Look at what Fulani are doing to everybody. And who are these people? How many are there, I ask you? How many are they? Because of selfishness, because of Abeleko, you want money. You go and serve Fulani interest that is against your own people's interest. That is why they are there. Very few of them. That is why Buhari died since 2017. And they have been ruling with proxy till this very day. All of you are dumb. You are foolish. You are useless. You cannot reason very well. That is why you are a nigger in a Nigerian. Nigger in a Jew. You cannot reason very well. You cannot reason very well. I feel sorry for you people. Lawyer killed. The wife abducted. They will go. They will impregnate her. They will impregnate her, sorry. They will get her pregnant. She will give birth to a terrorist, to a Fulani terrorist. And her life is gone. And they took the son, maybe to come forcibly, because the brother is Timothy, which means they're Christians. They will be, the child will be forcibly converted to Islam, given AK-47 to do the bidding of the Fulani. This was what the Hausas did. Hausa, you allowed them to come. Hausa, you allowed Fulani to come. Look at the results today. For some of the idiots saying allow the Fulanis to come, you have seen it in the north. See what they're doing in the north. Have you not seen it? Or you are blind. Now listen. Exactly what they did to us is what they're now doing to Kaduna youth. Fulani would attack your village. Britain will not talk. This day will not talk. Guardian is will not speak. Punch will not write. None of them will write. No. MTA channels, so they won't talk. They are there. Fulanis are coming. Oh, bandits invaded the village. Criminals invaded the village. They won't talk. But as soon as your young people rise up to confront them, everywhere you see them write. So the problem in the zoo are also newspaper proprietors. You, as I said, it's an alliance of the devil. The devil gathered bad people together and gave them power over the majority. Now in Southern Kenya, what is happening in Southern Kenya? People, why are Southern Kaduna youths getting arrested, but no one is arresting Fulani headsmen? Why was IPOB proscribed? Nobody proscribed Fulani terrorist headsmen. Nobody proscribed Miyeti Allah. Instead, they gave Miyeti Allah 100 billion naira. This is for the traitors in our midst. Traitors, Omokoko, traitors, Sabo, baby saboteur. This is for baby saboteurs, traitors. Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that despite all these killings happening, Fulani has never proscribed not one single Fulani terrorist group? Because all of you are foolish. You are very, very foolish. Because your own treachery is demonic. You are a traitor possessed by a demon. That is why you cannot reason anymore. That was why our governor sold us out. Our so-called elders sold out IPOB. Sold us to our enemies. Sold out. And I'm asking them. They claim they are elders. I'm asking you, how many Fulani elders have come out to condemn Fulani terrorists, killing, raping, and maiming people? What did IPOB do? They can't answer. That is the life of a saboteur. A sabo is like that. A sabo has no answer. Because a sabo is possessed by the devil. They must do the work of the devil. That's the way they are. Why are South... People are asking a question. Why are you arresting Southern Kaduna youths? Protecting their homes, their mothers, their sisters, their wives. Whereas the Fulani killers that are coming to kill them, you don't arrest them. They can't answer that question. They can't answer it because it's the zoo. Everybody's blind. Everybody's blind. Sheepishly and wopishly walking away. I can't understand these people. Why are Southern Kaduna youths getting arrested, but no one is arresting herdsmen? This is from somebody called Cornel Labo. In a vending video shared on social media platform, tweeted by Umar Syed Hassan with the Twitter handle at @alaye_100, he tweeted, "This is the reality on the ground in Southern Kaduna and most territories plagued by insecurity." In the famous words of Tiwa Najima, they collude, the army, Nigerian army, part of the terrorist group, they collude. How many of these headsmen are in court today? How many Boko Haram terrorists are being prosecuted? None. But when they come to your village, you see willing traitors who will come out and say, "Oh, I will identify IPOB, I will help you." But no terrorist is in prison. No Boko Haram has been convicted. Instead, they graduate them, they put them in the army. All of you are just there watching sheepishly like the animals that you are. Lambed in slaughter. Doing nothing. Only gossiping. Gossip and gossip and gossip. People, young men and women are being arrested in Southern Kaduna for no reason, for defending their homes. Whereas the Fulani headsmen are coming with the help of the army, with the help of the police to kill. And I keep asking Britain, are you telling me you're not seeing what is happening in Nigeria? Facebook, are you not seeing what is happening in Nigeria? Are all of you blind? You are white people. Are you blind as well? You are white. German ambassador, are you blind to what is happening in the zoo? EU, are you not there? Are you blind? You're in Abuja. EU, are you blind to what is happening? UN, are you blind to what is happening? Are all of you blind? Or is it the petrol money they give you that have turned your brain upside down? That you want the corruption again to continue? Such hypocrisy is unacceptable. That's what I said this year, 2020. The world must declare their stance. All the, you know, we have all the details. We have all the records, videos, pictures, articles, and we have them in abundance. Let me see how you're going to convince the court of world opinion that the Sioux Nigeria should continue. Let's see how you're going to do it. I want to ask Britain, we want to know how you're going to do it. All you can do is to enforce air, land, and sea blockade as usual. But don't think I'm stupid. I will manufacture my own weapons. You think I'm foolish? You think I'm going to go through the same rubbish that happened in the past? Is that what you think? Is that what you're thinking? This time to be all-out destruction. Everything will die. I'm telling you the truth. You people are there. Europeans are there. Americans are there. Canadians are there. And all the people are being killed. Their mothers being raped. Their wives being abducted in broad daylight. You people are there keeping quiet. You're not talking. People who are defending their homes are being arrested. All of you, international diplomats in Abuja, you kept quiet, all of you. Because of what you're getting from the corrupt system in the zoo, Nigeria. But I want to tell them, the diplomatic community in Abuja, that evil has never prevailed over good in life. It can never happen. All of you can gang up and sustain this evil regime as much as you like. You can never win. All of you can never win. You people are supporting Fulani with their DSS and their army killing innocent people, whereas the Fulani terrorists are being enhanced, empowered to go and be killing people, and you're all quiet. We shall see. In the video, the retired Colonel Labo Hassan was heard addressing the Southern Kaduna crisis. The highlight of the video is basically, how come the government only arrests the Jews that try to defend them? Every time they come for IPOB, we are not armed. We are defending our land. I formed the BSS and said, these very people will defend our land. They said no. Arrest and kill him. Igbo politicians, Igbo IGPO, traitors, Omosabo, all of them, and the so-called elders. Now, today, they're killing our mothers, they're abducting our daughters, they're raping them, they're slaughtering them, and cutting them into pieces. Nobody is talking. Sabo will not talk. A traitor will not talk. The corrupt politicians will not talk. Our land is barren. Look at what they're doing in Southern Kaduna. And I'm sure when they came to invade my house, there was a couple from Southern Kaduna who were dancing and jubilating. Oh, now the kind wants to divide Nigeria. Have you seen why? Go now to Southern Kaduna and tell them about one Nigeria. You hear what they will tell you. And I'm saying to them, this was what I was warning you against. I told you, the Fulanis will come. They will kill you. They will rape your mothers. In broad daylight, Britain will not say a thing. Britain cannot talk. Because of oil money. Because they see Nigeria as a bunch of, is a country full of idiots and fools. To be taken advantage of. And that's what's happening today, isn't it? Is that not the case? I'm asking you. So how come in a place with the level of corruption and lawlessness you have in Nigeria, nobody is talking in the whole world? Have you asked yourself, why is Al Jazeera not talking? Why is CNN not talking? Have you asked? It is all a global conspiracy to keep the black man down. I'm telling you the truth. That's what it is. Forget all the nonsense until this is that crap, rubbish, crap, garbage. The Sioux Nigeria is where the fight is. That is the heartbeat of the whole of Black Africa. They know the solution is there. So that all they are good. I've asked you this question. Why do you think in the UN, when you discuss Biafra, people walk away, they run away from the meeting? Because the devil is at work. Don't allow Biafra to rise. That is the job that Britain, that is their commission. It is the duty of Britain to ensure that a black man can never be free. Forget all that garbage. Garbage. Black man will never be free. It is the job of Britain to maintain that they black, because they see blacks as foolish people. And we have been behaving foolishly. Tell me why Fulani, that is only about 4% of the population, will be doing what they are doing and getting away with it. How? Please explain to me. If every ethnic group can take care of their saboteurs within, things will change overnight. I'm telling you, there are some saboteurs that will come and tell you about freedom. Saboteur, Kalaka. The freedom, we want to be free. But behind, they have created their own share. I'm talking rubbish. Any, you hold meetings with them, and DSS will hear you next second. You don't know that? That's the life of a saboteur. This, I am very happy that somebody called Lago Hassan, not a Biafran, not a Oduduwa, is lamenting, telling you that this is what we are seeing. Our youths are being arrested the same way they are arresting and harassing, even with the help of some traditional rulers, harassing and arresting IPOB family members who are there to defend the land. Do such people deserve to live? Do they deserve to see the light the next day? Sadani Kaduna, go and tell the young lawyer about one Nigerian. He's dead. The wife taken to be raped mercilessly by uncircumcised Janjaweed. Probably impregnated in the process. The son is gone. The son will now be trained to hate his father's people and will become a jihadist. In your one Nigeria. The U.S. ambassador has been given money, so they will not talk. That's why Halliburton is there, ExxonMobil is there. Every major country has a share in Biafra land. They have a share in oil. China has no share in oil, but they have said to China, take any part of Nigeria you want. That is their game, if you don't know. If you don't know, we tell you. That is their game. And Army, why are you not in Southern Kaduna? You claim you're here to fight insecurity or by helping police and all that rubbish. Why are you not in Southern Kaduna? Why are you in Biafra land? All those stupid checkpoints, all that rubbish. Why? Because we have limited manpower to tackle Southern Kaduna killings. So if you cannot go and deploy in Southern Kaduna to keep the peace, then how can you defeat Boko Haram? How can you defeat ISIS? Al Qaeda in the Maghreb? Ansaru? And Yetiala? How can you defeat them? How can you defeat all these people if you cannot go to Southern Kaduna to keep the peace? At least be a peacekeeping force. No, because the army is part of the process. The army has been Fulanized. The army, they are now using terrorists. The army is there to make sure that the Fulani hegemony continues to advance to the sea, to the Atlantic Ocean. That's what they're doing. In case you don't know. In case you don't know, that is what the army, they ask the army, go Google it, military commander, we have limited manpower to tackle Southern Kaduna killings, then, but the Fulanis are there killing people, being supplied weapons by El Rufai, the governor of the state. All the Fulani governors have ganged up, they are pumping money to their people. They want to take you over. Then what are the Southern governors doing? They are helping them. What are the Southern traditional rulers doing? They are helping the Fulani by trying to clamp down on IPOB. And the day will rise up. I know them very well. Any day, they're terrorists. We tell you, they're terrorists. As if we don't have the dose, we have everything. Well documented, well prepared, stage after stage, line by line. they can control. That is why I've been warning IPOB. You people must go on Twitter. I said everybody is an order. Everybody. Before the end of August, I want every IPOB family member to be on Twitter. I don't care if you know how to tweet or not. Our lives are in danger. You people want us to repeat the same mistakes of 1970 when they shut the door on us everywhere. But on Twitter, everybody is a journalist. On Twitter, everybody is a correspondent. I am warning you now, you must go on Twitter because the real battle is coming. They are going to lie against us. They will lie against us. They will use saboteurs. They will use traitors. They will lie. They will keep lying and lying and lying. We must counter them. We must have all this evidence we have. We are going to use it to educate the whole world as to the evil going on. And I want the various countries of the world to ask their ambassadors in Abuja what is happening in Abuja. What is going on in the zoo in Nigeria? We are going to make it possible. The time now is a minute past 10. Am I correct? It's a minute past 9. Not 10, a minute past 9 p.m. in the land of Biafra, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour wherever you are. Wherever you are, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, we are bringing you a live presentation that the world may know the truth about the zoo, Nigeria, a place of iniquity, a place of darkness, a place of hell, where people are being killed. We have another news from Southern Kaduna. The day that the Southern Kaduna youth rise up, they will name them, they will label them terrorists. All of you are there now quiet. Their mothers are being taken, their wives are being taken, their children are being slaughtered. All of you are quiet. You have kept quiet because a black man is evil. You are quiet because in your heart, in your soul, in your blackened soul, a black man is evil. You see evil happening and you keep quiet. When the people who are the victims react, you then open your gob and be talking rubbish. Nigerian newspapers, you'll be talking nonsense at the end of it. You talk rubbish. You will talk nonsense. Now that innocent people are being killed, did anybody report here that Southern Kaduna youths killed anybody? That says no. Who are the ones who are being killed? Southern Kaduna people. And they're going in Southern Kaduna, so you will not know this is most of them are Hausa people. Fulani are killing Hausa in Southern Kaduna. All of you are now quiet. The day they rise up now to fight back, all of you, you will see British High Commissioner writing to London. I think they're armed. We think they are causing trouble. We think it's not good for the security. But now that the army, the police, DSS, and the Fulani terrorists have combined to kill people, all of you are quiet. You have all gone quiet, mute. You can't talk anymore. They're very soon you'll be forced to talk. And that day, IPOB will produce everything. All of you ambassadors and high commissioners will list all your names and list what happened under your watch. And your countries will ask you, why did you not send this dispatch to us? Why didn't you inform us? Now you're enjoying your $1 million largesse, the money you're given, not to talk. And you lack the moral authority to referee this very situation. And it was Britain that created the zoo, the Nigeria, that zoo, that abomination by Britain in order to stifle the children of light. We are still on Southern Kaduna. Let me give you the headline. They killed women, elderly people who could not run, survivors of Southern Kaduna killings recount attacks. They have not, and yet they are arresting their youth. I don't understand the type of God that created the black people to be this wicked. I have read the history of most people around the world. I have never come across a people who are as wicked as black people, especially themselves. They never fight their enemies. They can never, it's only themselves. I don't know what's wrong with them. Typically the life of an Igbo saboteur. An Igbo saboteur is a very dangerous virus. An Igbo saboteur, God forbid. Look at them. All of you are quiet in the zoo, the entire zoo. All of you are quiet. Every day you write about the killings in Southern Kaduna, the youths have no reason. Any day they rise up now, they attack them. Malami, the oil block thief, who got right expate motion. Please expate, give them, ban them, proscribe them. Please say every Southern Kaduna youth is a terrorist. All of you will swallow it to climb and sink. That's how foolish you are as a black man. Evil and very, very wicked. That is why we have come, that you may see the light. Many villagers have gone missing after the attack, which lasted several hours last week. No police, no army, no DSS. No. But if it's IPOB holding a meeting in Nkwa, you will see DSS there. But where they are needed in Kaduna, you can never see them. A curfew has been imposed by Kaduna State Government. Has he said a word? The answer is no. Because the midget, that little dwarf, Elrufai, that dwarf, that criminal, that thief, he claims he is the intellectual force of the Fulani race. That reject. Badly schooled and ill-educated. He's the one funding Fulani terrorism. Elrufai, that midget, that housefly. Has he said a word? No. And this thing, we are many, many years in the making. As soon as the dead Buhari took office, so Fulani is the ganged up. To hell with everybody. They have intimidated the Yoruba into submission. They can appoint anybody they like to whatever. Nobody can talk. They control the army, the navy, the police, the air force, the DSS, customs, civil defense. Everywhere is Fulani. And instead of rising up to say that what Fulani is doing is bad, our people are more interested in, oh, but how much can you give to me? I also want part of the money as well. That's what we've been doing. The villagers are dying. Survivors of the recent attacks on southern Kaduna have narrated their ordeal in the hands of the gunmen who stormed their communities, killing women and older people. And I keep asking, Britain, are you not aware of this? Are you not aware of what's happening? Why, after many years, will every blessed day killing in Nigeria, stealing, looting, no light, no every blessed day they complain, you know, black people, they love complaining. After complaining, please, can we put all these complaints into action? The answer is no. When they see those putting all these complaints into action, they start bad-mouthing them. They start talking rubbish. Black, that's why they are black in this UG, black, the embodiment of evil. That is why they have banned the use of the word nigger. Because nigger is a correct depiction of who we are. Very evil, very wicked, and very black. Black people in this UG, black. And somebody will wake up and be blaming a white man for their problem. A white man is not your problem. You are your own worst enemy. You are your own problem. A black man, your brain is your problem. I believe some of our brains are black. We cannot reason. Light doesn't even shine on our brain. That's how primitive we are. A silverback in the Congo is far more reasonable than we are. And we have proven it time and time again. Villagers are missing. All of you are saying you are one Nigerians. You are proud one Nigerians. Shame on all of you. Shame on all back, should we defend ourselves? Hey, Christianity in the zoo. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. Samson Ayokunle said this in a statement by his special assistant media communications, Adebayo Oladeji, titled Christian Association of Nigeria calls for genuine intervention and the continuous murder in Southern Kaduna. Look at the wishy-washy, weak statement by a coward, a lily-fab coward. Does this man know there was a time the Pope led men to war during the Holy Roman Empire? Do this man, do Christians in the zoo actually know that the mother church, Roman Catholicism, the Pope will mount his horse with his sword and lead men into battle to fight for Christ? Are you aware of that? Go and Google it. I know that some of you with your school in the zoo, you know nothing. Just go and Google it and see. You claim you're a Christian and you're being killed. You've been killed since Buhari assumed power in 2015 and died in 2017, replaced by Abba Kyari and the mask-wearing Jibril al-Sudani. Till today, they've been killing you. You're busy talking rubbish. We'll react. Let's do something. I'm calling for intervention. I call for investigation. Nobody ever investigates the rubbish you've asked for in the past. What makes you think they'll investigate now? And we may resort to self-help. As you are being Islamized, you're being killed. You are asking for, if you don't do something, I'll react to, but you're already dead. Christian Association of the Zoo, indeed. Very, very sad. Extremely sad. The savages are at the door. And some of you can recall how all this killing started. And I am reading out this news this evening to remind the southeastern governors and southeast especially, all of you conniving because you've been promised a vice presidential slot. All of you idiots. I want to tell you how the Fulanis operate, how the Fulanis actually work. Who started all these killings? El-Rufai. The governor of Kaduna State. It is here in black and white. Please look for it and post it for me. We have paid some Fulani to stop killing in Southern Kaduna. When was this news originally published? 3rd of December 2016. 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. They have been killing the same Southern Kaduna to depopulate and bring in Fulani from all over the world to occupy Southern Kaduna. Are you following? All of you idiots with your one Nigeria cabbage. I mean Nigeria. Are you following it? Now, this is the news from Police by Vanguard. We've paid some Fulani to stop killings in Southern Kaduna, El-Rufai. Kaduna State Governor Malam Nasser El-Rufai has said his government has traced some violent aggrieved. Listen, aggrieved. So, El-Rufai is saying that the Fulani terrorists, they are angry with somebody. That is why they have come to kill. I grieve Fulani to their countries and beg them to stop the killing of Southern Kaduna. That he traveled to Mali. He went to Niger to go and pay Fulani to stop killing his own fellow citizens in Kaduna State. Have you heard of such rubbish before? But this happened in broad daylight, 3rd of December 2016. He came out, he said it. He said that natives, that the people are destroying communities in Southern Kaduna. According to El-Rufai, a sitting governor in the zoo, they asked El-Rufai, what are you talking? He said, I have now paid these Fulani terrorists to stop killing fellow citizens in Southern Kaduna. And all of you kept quiet. This is a Fulani governor. Has anyone removed him from office? Has he been impeached? Now compare that with Southeast governors, Igbo governors. That got together, ganged up and said, first of all, they were begging Abba Kyari. In Enugu, they were begging him, please bring us the army. We want Nnamdi Kanu killed. We want to ban IPOB. That was why it was the Igbo governors and Ohanaeze that first proscribed IPOB before the army. That was a terrorist group. But their counterpart in the north, they are paying, giving their own people weapons to advance the Fulanization agenda. But come to the east, come to Biafra land, their own governors are conniving to kill those who are going to fight these terrorists. Do you see how an Igbo saboteur reasons? I told you that an Igbo saboteur is like a bee on steroids. is a possessed animal. And Igbo Sabo is a possessed. They have no shame. They have no cohesion. When you catch them when they are lying, they try to look for another means to lie. They are possessed. They are demonic. The worst Sabo you can meet in life is anybody. An Igbo Sabotua is, my goodness, you've not seen that type before. A Yoruba Sabo can be a bit mild. Or any other Sabo from anywhere. An Igbo Sabotua is a special breed. Special breed of Sabotua. Traitor. Igbo governor sat down and said, let us kill IPOB. Igbo man. Sada said, let us kill IPOB. Let's go and kill. They were the ones begging about Yari to send the army. I have the name of the governor. They were begging about send the army to go and kill them. Now they came to kill me. They killed many of my men. They killed many men. My parents died. Tomorrow now, when I get angry and I start killing people, they will start talking rubbish. Rubbish should be coming out of their mouths. Nonsense, you know, animals from the zoo. Wild beasts. Nigerians start talking rubbish. But when they killed 20 of my men, they were there. They never said anything. They were hailing their army. But the day I give the order and we start killing their own army, you see them, they start talking rubbish. That is what marks out a black man as a demon. That is what makes a black man the lowest of the low on this earth, because of their wickedness and love of injustice and evil. A black man loves injustice, just like the diplomats you have in Abuja. They love evil. They want black people to die at the hands of. They fully is doing Bill Gates a favor. Because anything that can reduce black population, they welcome it. So if the families are killing all of you, then better for them. So you don't know. So some of you don't know this. Oh, what a shame. You don't know. That's what they're doing. The more they kill all of us, the better for them. That is what they love. That is what they like. But we are going to stop them in their family. You see, this 2020, this year, if East doesn't give, worse we give this year. We know where we stand this very year. I didn't say next year. I said this year we know where we stand. I'm telling you, this nonsense has to stop. This rubbish has to stop. It has to stop. And if they think they're going to stop us, oh, we are going to. They have forgotten. Go back to what I said in 2012. The weapons we will fight with, we will build it ourselves. I'm telling you the truth. We will build it ourselves. And they know it. They know what we're capable of. So you don't know. If our fathers can build what they built between 67 and 70, when there was no internet and no information, imagine what we can do now. Mugokoko. They don't know we are ready. This year, if it doesn't, and every Sabo will suffer, we will catch you, you will beg and beg and beg and beg. I hope your eyes will be gouged out from your head. Every Sabo too. Every Sabo will get your eyes will be gouged out from your skull. So you go back blind to your Fulani masters and help them. Your blindness, Ndara, mad people everywhere. We have paid some Fulani people to kill. Kaduna State Governor Madam Nasser El-Rufai has said his government has traced some violent Fulani criminals and killers and paid them money to stop killing Nigerians in southern Kaduna. El-Rufai made this known while fielding questions from some select journalists in his office in Kaduna. He openly admitted, for southern Kaduna, we didn't understand what was going on. And we decided to set up a committee under General Martin Luther Agwai to find out what was going on there. What was established was that the root of the problem has a history starting from 2011 post-election violence. Fulani herdsmen from across Africa bring their cattle down towards the Middle Belt. Are you listening? Governor El-Rufai, no longer Nuyeti Alao. He is now saying openly, Fulani herdsmen, so there is no, they don't come with any passport from the north, as I told you before. So there is no border checking, no passport. They bring their cattle from across the whole of Africa. They bring their cattle down towards the Middle Belt and southern Kaduna and southern Nigeria. Are you listening? From the governor of Kaduna State, a Fulani man, he is saying that, you know, the Fulanis come from across West Africa with their cattle. And they come and they settle in Nigeria. The moment the rain starts around March, April, they start moving up to go back to their various communities. And can you believe such rubbish? This was the garbage they sold to the U.S. government and to the lawmakers. They lobby them. They give them money. What is happening? Do you know they have disconnected me? They have disconnected me on Facebook, on my page. they have disconnected me on my page. I don't know what is going on. They have disconnected me on my page. They have disconnected. Oh, dear me. They have disconnected me on my page. But we are going back. We are going back. We are going back. We are going back to my page. They have disconnected me, but we are going back. We are returning to my page. We are going back there. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what is going on. They have disconnected me. They have disconnected me on my page. They have. Oh dear, Facebook. Facebook. We have educated them today. We have been disconnected. We are waiting to reconnect on Facebook. And we are reconnecting. We are reconnecting on Facebook because they have made the mistake of cutting us off. We are going back to rejoin this very broadcast. We are going back to rejoin it. We are going back to my page. We are going back. They will keep cutting. You see how cowardly they are. They are cowards. They are cowards. They cannot live with the truth. They cannot live with the truth. That is why they are cowards. They have cut us off from my page. They have cut us off from my page. Please tell them to go to Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is open as well, please. Radio Biafra is open. Go there. And please, our admin should share this as widely. I've reconnected on my page. I have reconnected on my page. And as our brother said, Dr. Linda Adako is saying we must continue. We must. We are hitting them hard. Dera Biafra is saying that. Of course we are. Okonkwo Emmanuel, we must continue. We are hitting them below the belt. As I started to explain, you know, you see Facebook? As I started to explain what a sitting governor is doing with Fulani terrorists, they cut me off immediately. You see Facebook? You see them, the way they operate? You see how they operate? As I was telling the world that from the mouth of Fulani governor of Kaduna State, Fulani headsmen from across Africa, they come without passport. Nobody stamps them in. They bring their cattle. They come to Middle Belt. They kill. They pillage. They take over our land. And they're headed to southern Nigeria. He said it in 2016. Is it not happening today? Is it not happening today? All of you efulefus, you traitors, evil governors, can you hear what your fellow governor is doing? Bringing their people from across West Africa to take over your land. And the only thing you can do is to yap, to gossip, to backbite, and to betray IPOA. To betray. Because I know saboteurs are listening. There was the whole world is listening, talkless of Sabo. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They listen to this gospel when I preach it. And they must listen. Are you following what is happening? Have you seen what your mates are doing? All of you useless governors, have you seen what your mates are doing? Using the money they are getting, the allocation to empower their people, to come into our land and take over our land. Have you seen it? But your job as a governor is to be yapping and gossiping and saying, oh, go and kill Nnamdi Kanu, go and kill IPOB. And sadly, Ohanaeze supported you people in the past. You've seen it? Have you seen what the life of a Fulefus, have you seen the consequences of having a Fulefus as a leader? Have you seen it? Meanwhile, Fulani people, they are cooperating, they are working together, they are making sure they take all your money, they enslave you, they take your land, they rape your mothers, they take your wives, they kill your children. They are all corrupt. All the Fulani governors and their emirs, they are all in agreement that Nigeria is theirs. Nigeria is their country that God gave to them. They will take it with the help of the British. The British are the people helping them. That you are there sabotaging IPOB. Talking rubbish every day. Whereas they are coming and they will kill all of you. Look at Salim Kaduna. Now people are crying. People are crying, aren't they? They are crying. They people will not listen. Will you? You won't listen. You won't listen. Facebook, as soon as we got, we are hitting them very, very hard. They capitulated. That is why they are messing up with my page. Mazenam Mekano, people should log back on. Go back there. Because I have reconnected. We should go back there. And share it extensively, of course. Extensively, of course. That is Kaduna for you. There was another headline as well, please. I will read it out. How we paid violent headsmen to stop Southern Kaduna killings. Has he stopped them? He gave them money. They bought weapons. They came back. And they are now more formidable than ever. And your village is next. Sabo, your village is next. Sabotua, your village is next. How we paid, it is reported in Ezu. This was also published on December the 3rd, 2016. Daily Post, how we paid violent headsmen to stop Southern Kaduna killings. This thing happened, but look at the way they were scrutinizing and terrorizing southeastern governors and south-south, so-called. Biafran land governors. Every one of them. Are you supporting IPOB? Are you sure? Or they went to Abadi? Are you sure? You're not supporting. But these are the people paying terrorists. Can you imagine the cheek, the effrontery? They are the ones paying terrorists. So, but they will come. They'll be harassing Abadi, harassing the senators, harassing the governors. Are you sure you're not supporting Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB? But hasn't Nnamdi Kanu killed anyone? No. Has IPOB lifted any weapon? No. But you people are the ones paying your fellow criminals and terrorists to kill people. They see how they roll. And the idiots capitulated, as always. Arresting. The day I remember, I have been saying it. This year, all of you policemen, those who said they are in SARS, the traditional rulers, arresting IPOB family members. The day the result will be announced. You will beg and beg and beg and beg and beg and there will be no mercy. I'm being honest with you. I have your names. Every SARS commander, every DPO, every commissioner of police that's ever arrested or presided over the killing of IPOB family members, God in heaven is my witness. We will find you and you will pay very dearly. Go and see what Mossad did to Nazi sympathizers after the Second World War. That's what we will do to you. There will be no mercy. There will be no pity. And then I will wait for British government to write rubbish. And then we'll ask them, where were you when they were killing us? Where were you? They are now killing people in Southern Kaduna. Nobody is talking. Nobody. Everybody has gone quiet. It's like, how we pay the violent headsmen, terrorists, to stop Southern Kaduna? El-Rufai. Fulani, governor. Compare that with governors in the East. Those who are now, they are swimming. They go, oh, governor. You are acting as an informant to your fellow governor in the North because it's Fulani. You are an informant against your own people. A traitor against your own people. We must continue. We are back on my page, of course. They are disrupting it, which I expect them to do. But we are live and we are direct and the whole world is listening. They are wasting their time. Not our own time, they are wasting their own time. Every time I preach, they're caught. Every time I preach, they're caught. There is another headline also, I will tell you. El-Rufai, compensation of foreign killers and the dangers, the looming danger by John Danforani. John Danforani wrote this very piece. When did he write it? Let me see if I can find it. January the 4th of 2017. He wrote it. John Danforani, I know him very well. He came to see me when I came out of prison. He's very outspoken. Very, very outspoken. Forget his name. He's not a Fulani man. He's Hausa. But they named the father Danforani. So he's a Christian. John Danforani. They are the ones being destroyed and decimated. People will tell you that northern part of the Zoo, Nigeria, is full of Muslims. No. There are Christians there. A significant number of them are Christians, but they have been subdued the same way that Niyet Yala and the Sultan of Sokoto have subdued Christian Association of Nigeria. The same thing. Oh, they know what it is to talk rubbish. Come out and talk nonsense about IPOB, how they are this and they are that. Look at your mates, how they are conquering you, how they are destroying you. Since 2016, they have been killing and slaughtering till date with the help of Fulani governors and MS. And all of you, you cannot talk. when it comes to IPOB, you grow wings and you start talking. Very, very sad indeed. We are live and we are there. The time now is actually 9:30 in the land of Biafra in the evening. 9:30 precisely. We are live and direct. We are live and we are bringing you this very information because Facebook thought they can demoralize or stop us from preaching this very gospel, but they are mistaken because the whole world is learning. Now they know. What is Khan saying? I asked them once again, where is Gowon? We must keep Nigeria one at all costs. Nigeria. Where is Danjuma? Where is the UK High Commissioner to the zoo? Where is the US Ambassador? Why are all of you silent as this slaughter is going on? Why are you silent? The day we rise up now, you start writing your dispatches. We think what Nnamdi is doing is uncalled for. We think this is going to destabilize the polity and all that rubbish. Now they are killing and slaughtering. They are taking over my land and my village. You have not said anything. You have not said a word because there is a conspiracy. The Fulani have given money to most governments of the world to support them in their quest to conquer everybody in this room. We are not going to allow it. It is our portion unto man to die only but once. This very year, we know where we're heading to. If East doesn't give, worse we give. This 2020, mark it. I told you I don't fight like a coward, like the zoo. I tell you what I'm going to do before I do it. You do all you can to stop me, but I'm telling you, you cannot. 2020, result of one way. Mad people everywhere. That is how the foreigners will deceive all of you into conceding to them. It's always war against indiscipline, war against corruption. Whereas they are the most ill-disciplined people, they are the most corrupt people on the face of this very earth. Why can't some of you learn or reason? What is wrong with all of you? War against corruption, war against immorality. As they said to the Hausa people, war against religious immorality, cattle grazing routes, illegal farming, all this nonsense, they are the ones promoting it. And all of you are there, mobbing sheepishly. Sheepishly. As Fulani are ravaging all of you. Ravaging you, telling you Nigeria cannot be divided. They are ravaging, stealing everything. Niger Delta people, Niger Delta, stealing the oil blocks. You can't talk. He's an Igbo man. Wah, 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 wah. You be running your mouth like popcorn. Running your mouth, your stupid, stinking mouth like popcorn. Malami, a little boy. I'm older than him. My younger brother is older than Malami. He's a little boy in his late 40s. A little boy. He is a multi-billionaire based on the proceeds from Biafra land. He is the one who is supposed to be prosecuting corruption. He is more corrupt than corruption itself. Useless people everywhere. Now they have everything they want. Oh, they come from all over West Africa. Where is their passport? Don't you have a border post in the north? No. But you fools, you close your own borders in the south. That's how foolish you are in the south. That is how hopeless you are. You close your own borders, but their own borders are open. Their brothers can come in. Their sisters can come in. Their terrorists can come in to occupy our land. And Britain expects us to fold our arms and be watching them. And they're killing and raping their way through to the Atlantic. Of course, that is rubbish now. They know it's not going to work. That's pure bunkum. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I published a story about the Janjaweed, how what they do, how they came in, how they finished the Hausa people. Finished them. That is what's now happening in Southern Kaduna. They will finish all of you. If you don't respect history, history will repeat itself. Go back and read and study. The Fulani conquest and rule of the Hausa kingdom from 1804 to 1900 took them over, ravaged the Hausa lands, took them over. And what I found very interesting was what the man said, what the author said in the final segment of this very compelling piece. He said something that Amadu Bello said, that he is, that God has made it possible for him to continue what his great grandfather started by building a caliphate. And that caliphate they have sworn to take to the Atlantic, and that's what they're doing. And all of you are just there. Sabo. Sabo too. That's how they do. Sabo is evil. Now, listen to what Osman Damfodio. No, what the son said, who is the Sadwana of Sokoto. He said, I have never sought the political limelight of a leading position in my country, but I could not avoid the obligation of my birth and destiny. My great-great-grandfather, who is Osman Damfodio, built an empire in the Western Sudan. It has fallen to my lot to play a not inconsiderable part in building a new nation. My ancestor was chosen to lead a holy war which set up his empire. I have been chosen by a free electorate to help build a modern state. Holy war against the Hausa. Hausa people allowed them. This was the man that Buhari was emulating before the idiot died. And as I told him, I will kill him. I didn't touch him and he died. I did what Elohim asked me to do. Chukwu Kikadiam as the Mozi asked me what to do, and I did it, and the idiots died. The same thing happened to one of them. You know, Mama Ndaura? He has brought out his head now as the spokesperson of the cabal. Abakiel is not there. Funtua is not there. He is now the appointed spokesperson. So watch out for him, for Mama Ndaura. You will hear his story very soon. Watch out and see, I said to him. You will hear his story very soon. Mama Ndaura, very soon in that story. Very soon. These are the idiots. They have brought this war. They don't want to call it holy war. They are now using corruption. We are fighting corruption. That is the war they want to use to conquer all of you. Because of your stupidity, your docility, your cowardice, and your envious nature. You are there and they're swallowing you alive. You are there. They're swallowing you alive. You will see what's going to happen. And in meanwhile, they're in Lagos, killing people. And once the killer said, it's gas explosion. People are dying, they're detonating bombs everywhere. And I said, where is Amoteku? What is happening? Please publish that video. You will see them. None of you know about this because some of you are engaged in Sabo, you people are sending words. You don't know there's a bomb explosion in Ajawa State. They know that is where Igbos are living. There's a bomb explosion in Ajawa State. They are killing people there. The Janjaweed, Fulani terrorists, they are everywhere. Britain cannot see it all. EU cannot see this one. Everybody is quiet and silent. Once it is Fulani doing the killing, oh no, that's no problem. Once another people rise up to say enough is enough, you see them. Every front page of every newspaper will be awash with their garbage. Please publish it. People are dying over there. Houses, many dead people. Cars destroyed as gas explosion rocks. Every time it's gas. The zoo doesn't have any underground piping system for gas. So how come every time it's gas? How come since I was born in 1967 till the year 2015, before Boko Haram came, I never heard of any gas explosion killing more than the person selling the gas cylinder? Or maybe the customer. Now, what type of gas explosion? Is it the same type we had in Ojo Cantonment in Dreadfair that killed a lot with gravity bomb? The same one you had in Osun State? Was it in Oyo State? Gas explosion. What type of gas explosion can cause such damage? Is it not gas cylinder that people use? Butane gas? Tell me where the gas cylinder is that caused such damage. Do you see how black people are? Black journalists, do you see how evil they are? Somebody just said, oh, please say it's gas, and they just didn't gas explosion. I don't know the God that made black people, honestly. I don't, something is wrong somewhere. DCOG, something is wrong with you people. You black people, something is wrong with you. In the midst of all these killings, there is a talk about Igbo presidency. And this is the man who is next in line. After Abakiyari, you have Funtua. After Funtua, it is him. That's what they do. They don't come out in the limelight together. This one now is the custodian of the dead Buhari agenda. He says he's Buhari's nephew from Daura. Now, at the end of Jonathan's tenure, they were crying for zoning to the north.
Now they have got, I have said to people before, I said this in 2015, that they have the mentality of Islamic Brotherhood. They use the ballot box to get into power. Then once they're in power, they invoke Sharia and they tell that God said this and God said that. Allah said this and Allah said that. Are you seeing them now? Now, having gotten the presidency, they're now saying that they want an end to zoning. That means that all the garbage being proposed by the idiot of the police brigade that have no brain, PhD without common sense, Igbo presidency nonsense, they have just tossed into the dustbin. This is the main man of the cabal. He's the surviving member of the cabal. There are two of them left, him and the other guy. Two of them, and they will go down. The PLN and Pemba War, they will go down. You watch and see what will happen to them. Everybody associated with Operation Python Dance will go down. Mark my words. The highly influential nephew, why should he be, he's the nephew to the president, so why should he be influential? Highly influential. You see, highly influential. So, as we can say now, President Trump's nephew, highly influential Mary, or niece, highly influential Mary. Is that, you see how foolish they are? Highly influential. He said that his uncle's successor in 2023 should be chosen based on competence rather than simply which part of the country he hails from. And that's the end of it. All those of you clamoring for Igbo presidency, that's your answer. It's over for you. But will they learn? They will never learn. They know nothing. These are the people that destroyed their only bargaining chip they had, which was our forceful agitation. Because they have no brain, PhD without brain. Why was it possible that they gave the Oduduwa people two slots at the presidential, two slots basically for to contest for the presidency, Olufalaya and Obasanjo? Was because of the work that OPC was doing. No Western governor condemned OPC in the public, never. They came together. They put pressure on them. Disband OPC. Ban them. They said, no, we'll not ban them. They got their presidency. But an Igbo man with his treacherous behavior. Treachery. Sabo, kaja, Sabo, original one. The ones that said to them, get rid of it. Hey, you want presidency? Okay, we'll give it to you. Get rid of Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB. They rushed immediately. They prescribed. Today, the same people that asked them to prescribe IPOB to give them presidency have now turned back and said, you will not get anything. It's based on competence. Oh, dear. Very foolish people. They know nothing. But Ohanaeze have come up to counter Daura. Insist on rotation. We are begging. Imagine somebody belonging to a nation and you're begging to be part of the rulership of that very nation. That's why we are now a nation of beggars. The Igbo race, they are now beggars, begging to be allowed. Something that Elohim never intended for us. We are Biafrans. We don't want anything to do with this. They are warning that equity should not be sacred. What is equity? Is there any rotational presidency in the USA? Is there any rotational presidency in any civilized or advanced democracy in the world? But that's the uncommon number. The people, you know, adjust according to their own condition. They brought in zoning. And now they want to let you know that you are nobody because you have spent years backstabbing yourself. You have spent years selling your birthright. And you want them to give it to you. Of course they won't. That's the end of the game for you. That is the end of the dream of the stupid Igbo presidency garbage. That is the end of it. Absolute end. But we're not built this way. We are a very strong people. Determined and dedicated. Somebody wrote a very compelling piece about the Haitian Revolution. A clear proof that blacks can fight back and defeat European oppressive powers. That is where I derive my strength from. Of course, from the grace of the Most High Elohim. You can see his picture. The history of Haiti is to prove to you that a black people can come together, Africans, so to speak, and defeat the oppressors. It's happened in Haiti before. It can happen again. The Haitian Revolution, that turned the white world upside down. It started in 1791 by slaves. And by 1803, they had succeeded in ending not just slavery, but also ending French control over the colony in Haiti. Haitian Revolution. And who led this very revolution? Who led it? It was led by an Igbo man. For your information, it was led by an Igbo man. I won't give you his name. I have it here. But please go and read up. Some of you did some research. I will just give you the very simple headline. I will give you the headline so you read it. An Igbo man was the very first person to defeat a European army in the Western Hemisphere. The first person. Because, of course, Ethiopia defeated the Italian army much later on. Haitian Revolution. An Igbo man. The only people in the whole of Africa to defeat a white army in the Western Hemisphere. And on that note, we bring this program to a close. All of us must be on Twitter. And I thank you very much for listening to us this very evening. Despite the best efforts as they have, we have now become accustomed to disrupting and interrupting our broadcast. But we want to make sure the whole world hears us loud and clear. Life is meaningless to us without Biafra. Meaningless. And this year, something will have to give. This 2020. Something must give this year. That is why we are letting everybody understand this. The reason we are under oath is because we have come to pursue only one thing in life, and that is to restore Biafra. Or we die restoring Biafra. It's never ever going to change. Never ever going to change. We are not asking for something that doesn't belong to us. We are asking for peace and tranquility in our land, the same way we were before the white British came. We are saying it because, with all due respect, as much of an Anglophile as I am an Anglophile. Don't get me wrong. I do not believe that God gave the powers to Britain to create any nation on this earth. The powers to create a nation resides with God and God alone, and not man. Britain cannot create a nation for us. Never. I call it Nigeria. The worst name ever. Niger. Never. We are going back to Biafra from whence we came. Oduduwa will return to Oduduwa. Everybody will go back to where they come from. And then should our children or their children's children decide to come together to form a nation, that's entirely up to them. As for us, we are for Biafra. That is why I thank you very much this evening for listening, but do not forget, and I say it proudly and without any fear or favor, that Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim Chukwudika Abiam Apurumihenine is our God. From me, from here, peace. Good evening.